Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Essential in helping stop terrorist attacks on the United States.
But Jonathan Hafetz of the American Civil Liberties Union says the ends don't justify the means.
Torture does not make us safer, in addition to, you know, undermining our most basic principles of our society and our standing in the world.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. President Obama had wanted to move on, but his Attorney General Eric Holder reportedly was so concerned by what he read about how some prisoners were treated that he just couldn't do that. And now the New York Times reports the Justice Department's Ethics Office wants to reverse the Bush administration decision not to prosecute any of the cases. The Washington Post reports the president has signed off on a new elite interrogation team for terror suspects, a team that will report not to the CIA, but ultimately to the White House itself. Nick?
As the fight with the Taliban heats up in Afghanistan, U.S. military commanders say they have too few troops to get the job done.
I'm Cammie McCormick, south of Kabul. Many soldiers here will tell you they need more manpower. Outposts are often occupied by only a few troops. They are forced to wait sometimes when they call in air support. They also will need lots of boots on the ground to help build an infrastructure here. One of the main complaints of Afghans is a lack of jobs, and military officials say that's a big reason why many often turn to the Taliban or other insurgent groups who pay them to plant roadside bombs or fire rocket-propelled grenades at U.S. forces.
Just hours left in the government's Cash for Clunkers program. It officially ends at 8 o'clock this evening, having raced through about $3 billion in federal funding. Dealers Association Chair John McElhaney says it got buyers in the doors.
This program has sold a lot of new cars to people that were not typical new car buyers. People that would not have been in the market had this program not been introduced.
But many dealers complain the government hasn't yet paid them what they're owed. He was a reality show contestant who turned man on the run from the murder of his wife. Now his body has been found, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports.
The announcement was made by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
The deceased person that was found in a motel in Hope, British Columbia, is in fact Ryan Jenkins.
Officials here in Southern California say they were hoping to put Jenkins on trial. Lieutenant Steve Holliday.
The sadness of this all is that Mr. Jenkins will not stand before an Orange County jury for his crime.
Thomas Hessian of the U.S. Marshal's Office believes Jenkins knew he was going to be caught.
The ring was tightening on him. He obviously was desperate.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The remnants of Hurricane Bill are now moving off the Canadian coast with its waves blamed for at least two deaths. In Florida, a 54-year-old Orlando man was killed by rough surf while he was out swimming. And in Maine, a 7-year-old girl died after she and several others were swept into the water while wave-watching at Acadia National Park. Park Chief Ranger Stuart West.
One wave was a little bit larger than the other ones, and people were getting too comfortable with being close to the water, and they got a little too close.
Another day on the fire lines in Greece. A series of wind whip blazes continue ravaging the country. Scores of homes have been burned, thousands driven to seek shelter from one major fire in the suburbs north of Athens. For the first time in more than a year, Fidel Castro has made an appearance on state TV.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Chatfield High will be open this morning for the first
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Technology. Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
All right, this is the last day for Cash for Clunkers. So get that old piece of junk to your nearby dealer and drive off with a new car. Cash for Clunkers ends tonight. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Monday, August 24th. You know, why don't they continue this program? It's a government program that works. It's successful. It's really given the dealers a great, great boost and given the auto industry a great boost. People obviously like it. What's not to like about it? So keep it going. Just get the money out there to the dealers a lot faster than they have, and I think it's otherwise a great program. Happy Monday, August 24. Good to see you today. This is the Bill Press Show, and we are coming to you live coast to coast all the way across this great country of ours, every little corner of it, wherever you happen to be. We thank you for joining the program and invite you to join the conversation at 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. On the website, BillPressShow.com, you'll find my column for this week about the passing of Robert Novak. We gave him a great send-off on Friday at St. Patrick's Church here in downtown Washington. Also on the website, the newest feature on the website, Bill's Best Reads. Suggestions from a couple of listeners that we might put up there, the books that I have recently read and enjoyed and recommend. They include a great new international spy novel by my friend Daniel Silva. I think he's the best spy writer since John le Carré. His newest book is called The Defectors on the New York Times bestseller list. My Life in France, which is the new movie Julie and Julia is based on. Have you seen the movie yet, Peter?
No, I haven't seen the movie yet.
You've got to see it.
Sorry. I saw Inglourious Bastards over the weekend. I didn't go see Julie and Julie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What can I tell you?
I'm sorry.
You saw it, Dan, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm telling you, if you see one movie this summer, that's the movie to see. It's really good. Also on the book list, House at Sugar Beach by Helene Cooper. She's been on the program here, New York Times White House correspondent. And the Dan Balls from the Washington Post and Haynes Johnson and their new book on the 2008 campaign, Battle for America 2008, which I finished last week, and it's just a great, great read. So check that out on the website, BillPressShow.com, and sign up for a podcast. Join the club here, buy your podcast, and get the freedom to download the show through iTunes to your iPhone or your iPod or whatever and listen to the show. Whenever you have the full show, re-listen to it. Listen to it two or three times a day if you want, without commercials. All of that made available, and thanks to the good work of Team Press, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning. They crank out that podcast every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hello there.
What's going on?
Happy to be here on a Monday.
Well,
Monday.
You know, you don't have to go. It's nice if you're in North Carolina. You don't have to go to IKEA anymore to get your furniture. You can now go to the Red Window. That's the new furniture store opened over the weekend. The proprietress of Red Window, Elizabeth Edwards.
Oh.
Yeah,
we just keep our eye on that ball and just, you know, try to ignore what supermarket tabloids have to say.
Mm-hmm. She's starting up her own little business there. I wonder if that indicates she's looking to have a little economic independence.
Side income?
Maybe a little maid income. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But so she needed help, of course, moving all the furniture in, and she just went out in the street and rounded up a few people who are out of work.
Well, I do more moving furniture around than anything else. You know, Elizabeth's deal, but everybody in our family is trying to help her, support her.
Hey, Elizabeth, I see you've put John to work. What kind of stuff is he doing? Wow. Whatever the hell I tell him to.
Yeah. That unemployed person sounded an awful lot like John Edwards,
yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, get your ass down there and move furniture, buddy. Okay. Coming up on this hour, we're going to talk politics. Politics with Larry Sabato from the Center for Politics down at University of Virginia and Jonathan Martin. We'll start off the hour with Jonathan Martin from Politico. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
On this Monday, other headlines making news. Looks like Hulk star Lou Ferrigno spoke too soon when he announced his future appearance on Dancing with the Stars. The muscle-bound actor was not chosen to partake in the competition, and his wife, Carla, is none too pleased about it. She dished to Radar Online that producers never even had the class to give him a call and let him down easy, and she blasted their decision to choose Tom DeLay and people like pro skateboarder Louis Vito over her man.
God. Fighting over who gets to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Something's in the water in Venezuela. It's the second year in a row the Miss Universe pageant crowned its winner from that country. 18-year-old Stefania Fernandez took the title over Miss Dominican Republic and Miss Kosovo. Miss China took the...
Kosovo.
Wait a minute. Miss Kosovo?
Yeah, third place. Not a joke. Miss China took Miss Congeniality and Miss Thailand took Miss Photogenic.
But it wasn't the same... person from Venezuela.
New person, same country. It's just the country won. Someone from Venezuela won last year for Miss Universe, and now Miss Universe again and Miss Venezuela.
I told Mark Sanford he went to the wrong country.
The college football preseason AP Top 25 poll has been released, and Florida is number one as they go for their third championship in 4 years. And they're number one by the largest margin in the 59-year history of the poll. The Gators got 58 of the 60 votes for first place. That's 96.7% for those doing
the math.
But
these are just predictions about who's going to win, right?
Well, yeah, but it's a poll. It's a big deal. Texas came in a distant second.
13 minutes after the hour now, yes, indeed, the Senate is out of town. The House of Representatives is out of town. The President is out of town. And you know what? With them gone, most journalists have gone out of town, taking their vacation at the same time. But there are few who are always on the job, including our good friend Jonathan Martin from Politico, who is either... didn't take a vacation because he doesn't want to, or his boss wouldn't let him off. We're not sure which it is. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. I won't disclose my location right now, but let's just say that I'm going to be getting a few days off here before the month is over.
How's the vineyard?
I'm not on the vineyard, actually, right now. I did not draw that straw, but hopefully in the months and years ahead, I'll have that opportunity to do that.
I think you'll have another chance to, Jonathan.
I think so.
Hey, listen, now before we go do anything else, I have to ask you to help me with a little translation here because I didn't understand. But the president, his last public event before he went off on vacation was going over at the Democratic DNC headquarters to speak to his group organizing for America. And he said, here's his problem. Maybe you can tell us what this means. Here's his problem with Washington, D.C. in August.
There's something about August going into September where everybody in Washington gets all wee-weed up.
Wee-weed up.
There's been much talk about this.
I know. What the hell does? What was he talking about?
I think Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, suggested that what the president may have been saying in some sort of unique language is that folks tend to wet the bed a little bit. That they tend to become overly nervous and get all wound up about perhaps some of what they're hearing in their districts, or there's just something about August. But it's fascinating, though, in his language aside, and though you're a longtime observer of Washington, you'll appreciate this. I mean, it does seem like every August there's this notion that nothing's ever going to happen and we're all at the beach, we're all on vacation. But inevitably, every August, there's some kind of a big news event, be it Katrina or you know, be it during Bush 41, Hurricane Andrew, or some kind of, you know, overseas military event. And, you know, this one's obviously the whole healthcare issue in these town halls. So every August, this always happens. There's some kind of a big news event that tees up the fall.
You know, absolutely right. We've been talking about that. I mean, these have not been dog days of August. Certainly not this year. But also remember the Swift boats. That was all August. Maybe that was a case where there was no news, and so they took something and blew it up and made it news, right? But
no, exactly. I think that's often what happens, too. Don't forget the summer of the shark in 2001. There was this crazy amount of coverage about shark attacks, obviously. All the while, you know, Bin Laden was plotting 9/11. So there can be a news vacuum at times that is filled. And quite frankly, I think that does have something to do with these town halls and why they've gotten so much attention to Bill.
Absolutely.
There has not been that much actual news going on. And so, you know, cable TV and network TV are left with these just incredible images and sound bites that are just so hard to resist.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they fill the cable time, right, which your cables need. Now, so in light of that, Jonathan, with the town halls, all of that attention to the town halls, all the naysayers, and we heard them over the weekend again from Orrin Hatch to Tom Coburn, you know, right, to even Jonathan to John McCain.
Right.
Do you think that this August will have proven to be helpful or hurt the chances of Barack Obama's chances for getting health care reform passed?
Well, certainly right now the conventional wisdom is that it has hurt his chances for getting health reform done. I think what it may do, it may ultimately make whatever health care reform is passed more modest. And I think it might prompt Democrats to have to scale back their plans. Now, the problem with that, and what I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, is that for all the town hall sound bites and the conservative backlash, the real fight to come here is going to be in the Democratic family. You know, don't forget the Republicans are in a pretty, you know, distinct minority in both chambers of Congress.
Right.
This is going to be fought out largely between Democrats, centrist Democrats and liberal Democrats, and it's going to be decided by them because they're the ones who run Washington. And I think that, you know, they're going to have to figure out if they're going to try, you know, pass a large-scale health care bill or if they want to try and do this more incrementally. I can tell you from being in Florida for a couple of days with a blue-dog congressman, Alan Boyd, in the panhandle, there are some moderate Democrats, Bill, who want to take a more incremental approach. They've heard the folks back home. Now, there are a lot of progressives in the party who say we have a once-in-a-generation chance. We have to do real health care reform.
And by the way, yes, and there are more more members of the Progressive Caucus than there are Blue Dogs. I know
absolutely
the Blue Dogs get a lot
absolutely
of attention.
In the House, there's no question. And Speaker Pelosi said last week, you know, point blank, I can't pass health care reform without a public option. So there's no question that the liberal view definitely you know, controls in the House. The Senate, as you know, is a very different animal.
Now, Jonathan Martin, Politico.com, senior political writer for Politico, here on the Bill Press Show. Jonathan, so the president and his family arrived in Martha's Vineyard yesterday, the same day that a spot started to run. This was paid for by a group called, I love this title, Conservatives for Patients' Rights. I think this is a contradiction in terms, but at any rate, that's the name of the organization. So here's the spot that started running yesterday. Like, listen up, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
The beach is nice this time of year, but while President Obama vacations, concerns mount about his health care plan. Why? Because his public option health plan could lead to government-run health care, higher taxes on everything from paychecks to soda, and add a trillion to the deficit. Mr. President, when you go back to D.C., drop your government-run public option plan. Let's get on with real reform to lower cost and protect patients' rights.
Now, Jeff, what I find funny about this is George Bush
set a world record for the number of vacation days
right.
taken by any president.
Right.
And Obama takes his first vacation, and they're attacking him for it, right?
Right. Well, and you have to give it to them because they're airing that spot during the Red Sox game, so they didn't get their audience in New England. There is no rest for the weary foreign American president, and he's certainly going to hear about it. Look, the opposition voices in this fight are loud. They are well funded in some cases, and I think there's also something genuine too in the grassroots about this. Passing a large-scale health care reform bill is never going to be easy. The fact is, this is a fundamental issue for a lot of folks because it affects almost everybody in this country, and there are deep concerns about it.
Yeah.
And the fact is, increasingly, it's tough to fight through the misinformation. Bill, I was down in Florida, like I said, for a couple of days in the panhandle. People are convinced, for example, that illegal immigrants are going to be covered in this bill. Well,
yeah.
They're not going to be. It's just a big challenge for this president to try and get his message across on a complicated issue when you've got opponents out there that are spreading information that's just not true. It makes it a heck of a lot more difficult. It's a bumper sticker issue. In politics, putting a slogan or a proposal on a bumper sticker always defeats the one that is too long for the sticker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't, and the president, I mean, there are all these myths out there. He has tried to knock them down, but it's easier to, as you say, come up with a bumper sticker and defeat something.
It's tough to sell a complicated issue to an American public that just would, otherwise believe this sort of short and simplistic rebuttal. And that goes for not just health care, by the way, but if you look at what President Bush tried to do on security, the opponent said he wants to privatize it and give it to the whims of the market. That's a scary rebuttal, and that won the day. So, again, it doesn't matter the issue or the president or the party. In American politics, if you can come back and defeat an issue with a very short, sort of catchy rebuttal, that typically is going to win the day.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. Jonathan Martin, thanks for taking time out of your August,
sure.
All right, to join us. And, all right, we'll look for you around town. Jonathan Martin here from Politico.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us. or to my website, BillPressShow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Has your computer been slowing you down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the Internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. We're here for you. With one easy call, you can get your computer working the way you want it. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. Call in the next 24 hours, and I'll give you 6 months of secure backup for your computer absolutely free, just for signing up. That's an $80 value. Never lose those irreplaceable family photos or sensitive financial records.
Here's the number to call, 1-877-824-4446, 1-877-824-4446. Toll free, that's 1-877-824-4446.
My computer works. Does yours?
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Showbiz.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
And gentlemen,
movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
First served basis at a price of $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
With a little bit of bad news there at Fox. The list now, you know, ever since Glenn Beck called President Obama a racist with a deep-seated hatred for white people, an organization called colorofchange.org started a little putting pressure on the advertisers on Glenn Beck's show. Good program. And, you know, boycotts like this don't usually work, but, boy, it has worked in this case. So far, as of now, 33 advertisers, 33 major corporations have pulled their ads from Glenn Beck's program, including Walmart, CVS, Caremark, Clorox, and Sprint. There's a whole long list of them. Clorox says, we do not want to be associated with inflammatory speech. Boy, I think this is great news. It just shows that even on Fox, there are some limits. I guess the big question is, if they're losing money on this Yahoo, is Fox going to keep him on the air, or maybe they'll send him back to CNN? He doesn't belong there either.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Pretty average start to our Monday morning commute out there. Just a slow jam southbound 25 up in Thornton at 104th again near downtown. Also got some northbound jams, Alameda to Colfax. If you're in Aurora, southbound 225, full at Colfax, Alameda, again from Yosemite down to the Tech Center. But like I said, pretty average start for us. Your forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now we're at 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs. Get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out.
Buy one tree, get one free.
Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour this Monday, August 24, the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Man, quite a quiet the nation's capital with the Congress out of town and now the president out of town. But, you know, politics never goes away. And we check in with a good friend, Larry Sabato, head of the Center for Politics down at the University of Virginia. Larry's got a new book out called The Year of Obama, How Barack Obama Won the White House. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's not quiet down here. We just opened up the semester.
Did you really?
Classes start tomorrow. There's something terribly wrong about this.
There is certainly something wrong about that. I mean, why don't you wait until Labor Day the way they used to?
Don't ask me. These decisions come from on high, you know. Instead of a death panel, there's a semester panel or something. I don't know.
All right. So do you think if we got a war in Iraq, a war in Afghanistan, we got the health care battle, we got the economy in a mess, do you think the president will be going on vacation during all of that?
Oh, that's the silliest thing in the world, Bill. You know, we go through this every year.
I
don't care who the president is. I don't care how long they take off. And Obama's only taking a week.
Yeah.
Truthfully, no one cares. I mean, no one in the street. You can find a pundit to argue anything, but of course a president's entitled to some vacation, and they're never away from the job. The job goes with them.
Yeah, and you know, I find that There was an ad we played a little earlier in the show by some conservative group, you know, attacking Obama for going on vacation. After George Bush took more vacation days than any other president, right?
Did he take more even than Reagan?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
No.
That's amazing.
He beat Reagan's record, right?
Yeah,
between,
I mean,
Camp David and Camp Crawford or whatever they call it out
right,
there.
Right, right. So, well, I mean, my point is wherever they are, their office is there, and they can't avoid the briefings, and they can't avoid the problems. And look what happens when they do, as with Bush, you know, flying over after Hurricane Katrina, not cutting his vacation short. You pay a big price. So a president like Obama, who is very active, is not going to make that mistake.
I know. You know, I have to. I haven't had a chance to double check this, but a friend was at a dinner party Friday night was saying that when Eisenhower was in the White House, and he played a lot of golf, as we know, and he'd be out there like on the golf course, and something would come up, and people would say, we need to talk to the president right away. And his message always was, wait till I finish the 18 holes. And that by the time the 18 holes were over, a lot of these crises had sort of disappeared. You know
well,
what I mean?
It's not, you know, it's not a bad philosophy, although you do need the nuclear football at hand. You know, there are only 10 minutes, I believe, until the missile strike.
Yeah, that's right. If it's that one, then maybe it's worth interrupting. I want to ask you about a couple particular politicians here and whether what kind of trouble they might be into. So Mark Sanford, we haven't heard much about Argentina lately, but here again today is reported that there are 35 different times he took private planes down in South Carolina and did not report, as he's supposed to, on his state ethics forms, who had paid for those flights. Is Sanford going to survive?
Well, the only thing saving him is that nobody likes the lieutenant governor, Andre Bauer, which reminds people you ought to pay attention when you vote for lieutenant governor, because we've had a slew of lieutenant governors since 2000 succeeding to the governorship because he resigned or left office. But in any event, if Sanford didn't have Bauer, I compare Bauer, and I pardon the expression, but I compare him to Agnew. He is Sanford's insurance policy, just like Spiro Agnew was Richard Nixon's insurance policy. But if you go down to South Carolina, I was down there recently, and one thing I learned was no one likes Mark Sanford. You can't find Republicans who support him. And this was even before this episode with the Argentinian woman. Right. He is very, very unpopular in the higher echelons, particularly the legislature. He's never worked well with the legislature.
Yeah, so they just like the lieutenant governor less. Now, up in Pennsylvania, we got a real exciting primary coming up here between Arlen Specter and Joe Sestak. Specter, you must admit, I mean, boy, he is tireless. He's been doing all these health care panels, right, the town halls.
Yes.
Yesterday or Saturday, over the weekend, he was at a state fair or something, and he started out with a little joke here. Here's Arlen Specter.
I'm delighted to be with you. After reading your town meetings, I'd be delighted to be anywhere.
So, Specter, he is tireless. Do you think he's going to face a serious challenge from Joe Sestak?
Yes, I said that from the beginning. In fact, I remember we discussed that once before.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sestak is going to be a very tough challenger for Specter because, after all, a lot of Democrats are still angry at votes Specter cast while he was a Republican, or they can be made angry during a campaign.
Yep.
And they don't really fully trust him. And Specter, after all, is on the edge of turning 80. He's had a series of health problems. I think Sestak is a very strong challenger, and it's still likely that the Democrat will be the eventual senator. I've seen some polls with the Republican Pat Toomey in close competition, but even the Republicans there will tell you that Toomey is not their best bet to win that office.
I have to tell you, I mentioned this earlier in the show, a little inside story. I was at Fox yesterday and on the air with Rick Santorum, former, of course, Republican senator from Pennsylvania. You will not be surprised to hear that Rick Santorum is rooting for Joe Sestak in the primary.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Now, although, remember, Specter Spector tried to save him. He endorsed Santorum.
He did.
Worked for Santorum in that in the year he lost to Casey.
Yeah. Well, Santorum's not going to return the favor. All right. Now this one up in Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. You know, if we tried to get him the last Democrats, I should say, tried to get him the last time around. He's not up for 4 years, but yesterday on CNN, John King hit him with a potential, interesting and potential challenger. Here's how that went yesterday.
In the latest issue of Playboy magazine,
Alec Baldwin
is quoted as saying, maybe I'll move to Connecticut. I'd love to run against Joe Lieberman. I have no use for him. You're not up for 3 years. You want to run against Alec Baldwin? You had a good one last time.
Yeah. Well, first, let me say, when you started with the Playboy reference, I'm glad you ended with Alec Baldwin and not with one of the centerfolds. Second, you know, Make my day. But I must say that I respect that.
Yeah, make my day, Joe Lieberman. He's ready for anybody.
Well, I think he's going to have trouble getting reelected. I mean, he barely won the primary against Lamont the last time. And, of course, he lost the primary.
Lost the primary and then
won as an independent.
Right.
But it was a very difficult race for him, and I think he's going to have a lot of trouble getting reelected in Connecticut.
Especially since he went, God knows he went out of his way for John McCain. He didn't just endorse John McCain, right? He never left his side.
Yeah, and he was one of the three finalists for vice president.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the Republican side. Look, those things tend to last in the minds of partisans. Now, I can't see him running as a Democrat in a primary unless he's unopposed. He would probably have to run as an independent again, and I just think it's dicey. He may retire. Don't be surprised if he decides to retire.
We're talking with Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics, University of Virginia. Larry, how do you think the health care that's dominated the news, obviously, in this August at the reform over the debate over health care reform, health insurance reform, whatever you want to call it, either the public plan option or government run or the death panels. How do you think it's played out? And do you think August will end up being, you know, hurt Obama's cause or help his cause for health insurance reform?
Bill, I've never changed what I think is going to happen. I said from the beginning that there would be a health care bill, but that it would be scaled back. Simply because of the composition of the Senate. And I honestly don't think August has changed any of that other than reaffirming that it will be scaled back. You're not going to have the full public option. You're not going to have some of the details in there that would have been in there. But I think that Obama will get a health bill. And the reason I think he'll get it is because Democrats remember what it was like to be out of power, which was the problem they had back in 1993, when health came up under Bill Clinton. They did not remember what it was like to be out of power. They'd been in power in the House for 40 consecutive years. Well, if they don't pass a health care bill, they have set themselves up for a low turnout among Democrats in 2010 and a high turnout among Republicans in 2010. That's a formula for a GOP landslide. If you pass a health care bill, you energize your folks. The other folks may also be energized, but you have a more normal turnout with a fair distribution of votes. So my sense is, with these kinds of Democratic margins in the House and Senate, you will get a scaled-back health care bill.
What would that mean for Blue Dogs in 2010?
Well, here's the good news for Blue Dogs. There's a 40-seat Democratic margin in the House. That means that some of the Blue Dogs can be given the green light to vote against the health care bill. They can get a health care bill and have their cake and eat it, too, by voting against it. So it depends on the district. You know, we talk about Blue Dogs. I've looked at Blue Dogs. They're actually liberal Blue Dogs in solid Democratic districts. There are conservative Blue Dogs in Republican districts, and there are lots of them in purple districts. So the effect is different on each Blue Dog.
But isn't, you say they don't know what it's like to be out of, they've forgotten what it's like to be out of power. I might argue that they've forgotten what it's like to be in power, meaning they control everything now. You know, they pass the strongest damn bill that they can.
Well,
they'll never have another chance.
That's a good point. That's sometimes people are too tentative when they get in, and they respond to criticism too quickly, like this August recess. Although it will fade. You know, the town hall phenomenon, I think, has run its course for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I hear, for example, I know we've got to run, but when I hear Ken Conrad say there are not the votes in the Senate for a Republican plan option, how the hell do they know? They haven't brought it up for a vote yet.
Yeah, and there are 60 Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, they do have reconciliation as an option, at least for part of the health care bill, and you only need 51 votes.
Got it. Well, Larry, I'm sorry you've got to go back to work today, you know.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine the rest of the world is on vacation? It's so unfair, he said, with both wine and cheese.
Okay, well, I'm working too, so there you go.
Okay.
Larry, thanks so much. All right,
thanks
always
a lot,
great
though.
To talk to you. Larry Sabato. Again, his new book is Year of Obama, How Barack Obama Won the White House. We'll put a link up on our website to that.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Has your computer been slowing you down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. We're here for you. With one easy call, you can get your computer working the way you want it. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. Call in the next 24 hours, and I'll give you 6 months of secure backup for your computer absolutely free, just for signing up. That's an $80 value. Never lose those irreplaceable family photos or sensitive financial records.
Here's the number to call, 1-877-824-4446, 1-877-824-4446. Toll free, that's 1-877-824-4446.
My computer works. Does yours?
AM 760, progressive traffic.
The highway's around.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
At APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT.
1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
From the grave? I mean, I'm telling you, all of them. Even John McCain. Why is anybody, what is the big deal? Why are all the Sunday shows, why is John McCain every Sunday, either on Meet the Press or This Week or whatever? Who cares what John McCain has to say? We're so over John McCain, or I thought we were. I mean, come on. And they keep trotting him out. And then Tom Coburn, who's certifiable, you know, Tom Coburn, the den mother from the little Christian love nest down the street here. And so the negativity we heard from them, two forums yesterday, it was either, oh, no, we can't do this now. We have to wait. We have to put it off. Or, this public plan option. It's just more big government. On the delay, Dick Lugar from Indiana.
You can always go back and forth. Should he have had a plan as opposed to throwing it up for grabs to the Congress? Or should he have done this or that? Too late for that. For the moment, let's clear the deck and try it again next year.
I mean, seriously? We are, whatever you think about it, we are further along. We are closer to getting universal health care than we have ever been in the history of this country. We've been trying it, working at it for over 60 years. And Lugar is saying, oh, let's just drop the whole damn thing and start over again next year. And Joe Lieberman says the same thing.
We've got to think about putting a lot of that off until the economy's out of recession. There's no reason we have to do it all now, but we do have to get started.
Obviously, he's not listening when President Obama has explained over and over again to where even a third grader could understand it, but obviously Joe Lieberman cannot, that you can't fix the economy without fixing health care because the cost of health care is such a big part of our economic crisis today. And then, of course, oh my, yes, public option. What's that mean? It just means big government.
Tens of millions of people will go into the government plan. And the problem with the government plan is that Medicare, for instance, is a government plan.
Government plan.
It's $39 trillion in unfunded liability. It's going to go bankrupt within the next 10 years.
Yeah, and of course, that phony who talks about the government plan, whenever he's got a sneeze, what does he do? He walks down the basement of the Capitol to the government-run, for members of Congress only, doctor's office and takes advantage of his government-run plan. Tom Coburn, just as bad, out in Oklahoma.
What you're talking about them doing is socialism.
Amen.
And that's what it is. It's saying we can't trust any private sector changes to solve the problems.
Yeah, well, I got news for them. You know, government can do some things right. Can't do everything right. Does do some things right. It runs our airports pretty well. Builds our roads and highways and maintains them pretty well. Runs our parks, city, state, county, national parks. Kind of well, right? And also does a pretty good job at health care. If you think about Medicare, if you think about the VA, does a pretty good job at Social Security too, right? There's a lot of things the government can do well, and a public plan option as just one little alternative to letting the private insurance companies pick your pockets, not a bad idea, an essential part of any health care reform. I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now, through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Okay, and on this Monday, August 24, my parting shot for today. Well, President Obama and his family have arrived on Martha's Vineyard for a whole week of vacation. And guess who else is there? Cindy Sheehan, protesting, of course, and saying the president has no business taking a vacation when we're still at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, if you ask me, in this case, Cindy Sheehan has it ass backwards. President Obama's setting a bad example, all right, not by taking too much vacation, but by taking too little. After all, this is his first vacation this year, and it's only going to be a week. Obama should take more time off, if you ask me, not less. And so should all Americans. You realize that 1/4 of all American workers get no paid vacation. For the rest of us, it's an average 14 days that we're given, but most Americans are so stressed out by their job that they take only 4 days a year off. And that's nuts. Look at the situation in other countries. Workers in the EU must get 4 weeks vacation by law. In the UK, the average is 28 days. In France, 39. And in Italy, a whopping 42 days average off. That's over 8 weeks. Talk about la dolce vita. So, Mr. President, here's my advice. Enjoy your vacation, and while you're up at the beach, why not stay another week or two? Maybe if you take more vacation, the rest of Americans will too. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Well, assuming you're not on a vacation, well, if you are or you aren't, have a great, great Monday. And then, assuming you're not on vacation, come on back. We'll be here. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. All good things end, and one of them will end at 8 o'clock tonight Eastern Time.
Cash for clunkers. Offering up to $4,500 toward a new car.
Cash for Clunkers rebates have sold close to 500,000 vehicles, but the paperwork's been a nightmare for dealers, and the government has been slow to reimburse them. Some stopped taking new orders days ago. But John McElhaney with the National Automobile Dealers Association says the effort was worth it.
This program has sold a lot of new cars to people that were not typical new car buyers. People that would not have been in the market had this program not been introduced, and I think their next purchase was likely to be a used car.
In a posting on MySpace, he called her the love of his life.
God, I love my life. And I love my wife.
But police in the Los Angeles area say Ryan Jenkins killed and dismembered his ex-wife, swimsuit model Jasmine Fiore. The manhunt for Jenkins ended yesterday in a motel in Hope, British Columbia. He was found dead, apparently by his own hand.
He went in there, opened up the door, and he was hanging from something you have jackets on, and he was hanging by a belt around his neck, and he had his legs were laying on the ground.
Jenkins became a public figure as a contestant on the VH1 reality show Megan Wants a Millionaire. One day, some of today's youngsters may be able to tell their grandchildren, when I was a boy, I had to walk 2 miles to school. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why is that?
It's the latest casualty of the recession. Cash-strapped communities cutting back school bus services or cutting them out entirely. Nearly one in four school districts affected coast to coast. Because many state governments won't subsidize pickups within a certain distance from a school, there the routes cut first. Parents worry, rightly, about safety. School bus accidents are rare, but every year hundreds of children die walking, cycling, or being driven to school. Frank?
A senior administrator official tells the Associated Press President Obama wants to put a new White House unit in charge of questioning terror suspects. The New York Times says the Justice Department's ethics office wants to reopen about a dozen cases of alleged abuse in overseas prisons for terror suspects. But CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen tells us that doesn't necessarily mean CIA officials or private contractors who took part in prisoner interrogations will face criminal charges.
The creation of this new team perhaps will allow the White House of politically anyway, to justify a decision not to prosecute CIA agents who abused prisoners in Iraq or Afghanistan. Remember, the president has long said that he wants to look forward on these issues and not back.
Overseas, Scottish lawmakers are holding an emergency meeting on the government's controversial decision to release a Libyan convicted in the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing. Scotland's justice minister will reportedly make a statement on the release within the hour. Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is about 98% white, is getting its first black police officer. He begins training this week. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts. Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. U.S. Senators Mark Udall and John McCain are using Colorado to showcase the importance of climate change legislation. The two will tour Rocky Mountain National Park this morning to see some of the effects climate change has had. Udall spoke with 9 News.
The bill's not perfect, but it is a beginning. The Senate now has to work its will, and there are a number of elements we could put in a Senate bill that would improve the House bill, including passing a renewable electricity standard for the nation.
McCain said he'll have a tough time supporting the bill if it doesn't increase the use of nuclear energy. The senators also stressed the importance of getting other countries, especially India and China, to commit to reducing greenhouse gases. The Department of Wildlife's taking unprecedented steps to take down bears in the high country. The Aspen Times reports if wildlife officers can't respond to a dangerous bear in a timely manner, Aspen police and Pitkin County deputies have been asked to kill the bears themselves. Chatfield High will be open this morning for the first day of classes. The school evacuated during freshman orientation Friday after toxic fumes sickened 25 students and teachers.
Fire alarm went off and they told us to start evacuating the building as quick as possible.
Investigators say a student was handling a pepper spray container when it accidentally detonated. And in sports, Rockies over the Giants 4-2. Final game of that series at Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at some big-time delays for northbounders on I-25 as you're trying to make your way underneath the bridges from the tech center towards downtown. That due to a car versus motorcycle accident. Now it's blocking up those two left lanes. Everybody's bottlenecking as they're trying to squeeze on by. Going to see lots of activity and slowdowns for the time being. That drive's going to cost you about 25 to 30 minutes. Slowdowns for southbounders as well on that approach to that accident scene. As they're looking over, checking out those flashing lights. Crash downtown, southbound I-25. Right around 20th. It's off to the right shoulder, catching some looks. Off those main roads, lights are flashing red. Santa Fe in Iowa, as well as 6 in Colorado. Outside the metro, we've got construction-related delays. Southbound I-25 over Monument Hill. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We've got a chance of seeing some afternoon showers today. It's going to be a cloudy one with a high of around 86, 87 degrees. Cool in the overnight, low dropping into the upper 50s. Currently, it's 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay. Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Happy Monday. I've got a case of the Mondays. I'm sure you do as well. Had another good weekend. Highlighted by a jazz concert in Mayfair Park right near my house. Saturday night, just sat out there drinking beers, taking in the music. All in all, pretty good weekend. You have a good weekend, Turk?
Yeah, it was pretty mellow. Didn't do a whole lot. I babysat on Saturday night.
You had to work a little bit, right?
I had to work a little bit. I filled in for Mario on Friday afternoon.
How'd that go?
It was fun. You know, I didn't have any guests. Just talked for 3 hours and took lots of calls. I had a leftover call this morning saying I said some bad things. I basically said protests were ineffective on Friday.
Protests and, in general or the
yeah,
specific ones?
Not specific ones, just protesting. It doesn't seem like people are able to get out there and get together. And it seems kind of strange because with the internet now, you know, and all these tweets and Twitter and all that, you'd be able to motivate people more. But, you know, protests basically ended the Vietnam War.
It's harder and harder to turn people out.
Like
that's true.
Yeah, I don't know why it is when you have more people communicating these days. So I just I took a lot of guff for that. Saturday was pretty mellow. I had to run the Rosen replay in one ear, out the other. And then Sunday just chilled out, man. Had the kids all day yesterday.
Sounds like a good weekend.
It was pretty. It wasn't much fun, but I got some good weekends coming up. Labor Day's coming up. What are you doing for Labor Day?
I'm not sure. There's a there's Taste of Denver.
Yeah,
I might do Taste of Colorado. Yeah,
and you're also doing Estes Park. What, this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Nice. Estes Park. I'm so psyched about that.
Sweet.
Yeah, completely. And today, let me just give folks a preview of what's coming up today. Today in the 7 a.m. hour, you're gonna hear a clip from Mike Rosen of 850 KOA. He spent the better part of a show a couple days ago attacking me personally, and a column I wrote. So we're going to get into that after a news update. And at 8 a.m., we're going to be joined by Charles Pierce, the author of the book Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. At 8:30, we'll talk to Mike Embridge. He's a Navy veteran who got the ball rolling on the recently enacted post-9/11 Montgomery GI Bill. And then at 9, we're going to have John Flerlage, who is the Democratic candidate for Colorado's 6th Congressional District in 2010. So got a busy day coming up for you, and you're going to want to stick around after the news update for this clip of Mike Rosen really seeming to burst a blood vessel over a column that I wrote. And he sounds like a crabby old man, which is basically what he is.
So you got his attention. It's awesome.
Yeah, well.
Nice. Congratulations. Kudos to you.
Thanks, man. He sounds like a real cranky, crotchety country clubber, and we'll get into it. But let's first do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, national news. Washington Post reports the situation in Afghanistan is, quote, serious and deteriorating, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen said Sunday, as the Obama administration awaits an assessment by the new U.S. commander there and a possible request for more troops. A new poll out last week showed that the public, the American people, are against sending more troops to Afghanistan by a 2-to-1 margin. So those politics are going to be difficult for the Obama administration to navigate. Senator Joe Lieberman back in the news. He is saying that essentially the government and the Obama administration should give up its plans to try to enact a public option on health care, saying that we should wait on the most contentious parts of the health care bill. He was joined on CNN by Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, the Republican, who said we should just completely stop trying to pass any health care during a recession. Hill newspaper reports that Howard Dean has emerged as President Obama's chief antagonist from the left on health care reform, raising questions over whether Obama made a mistake by snubbing Dean for a position in his administration. Dean's strong advocacy for creating that public option has become a headache for Obama, while at the same time giving progressives a powerful spokesman with national credibility. Check out that story at thehillnews.com. A little bit more news here. This is the news of the weird. A golf course groundskeeper in Michigan recently stumbled onto something unexpected on the greens, a tooth from a 10,000-year-old mammoth. Groundskeeper Patrick Walker found the 10-pound tooth Tuesday when he was on the greens about 30 miles east of Grand Rapids. A 10-pound tooth. I mean, that is unbelievable. Think about how big a monster you have to be to have a 10-pound tooth. New York Times reports that folks are scrambling for deals as the Cash for Clunkers program winds down. It's the final weekend, this weekend was, of the government's phenomenally popular Cash for Clunkers program. And the deadline of Monday night is hitting us, well, tonight. Back to health care. A day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that health reform won't get through the House without a public option, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the second ranking Democrat in the House, said that the public option may have to go in order to get a bill passed. I'm for a public option, but I'm also for passing a bill, Hoyer told reporters on a conference call. We believe the public option is necessary, useful, and very important, but we'll have to see because there are many other aspects of the bill as well. Max Baucus in the Senate, he is the chief obstructor of the public option. He's the Democrat from Montana. A new poll shows 55% of Montana Democrats disapprove of their state's senator, while just 34% approve. 36% of Democratic voters in Montana said they would likely vote against Baucus if he opposed a public plan, while just 12% said his opposition would make them more likely to win their support. Overall, Montanans as a whole were split, with 47% saying they backed a public plan, while 43% saying they opposed one. So Baucus getting crosswise with his own voters. President Obama, in his national weekly radio and internet address, used that time to call for an honest debate about his health care reform proposals, and he decried, quote, willful misrepresentations, outright distortions, and outrageous myths circulating on the internet, cable television, and at town halls across the country. So Obama getting a little bit more forceful on this, which is a good thing. He's been taking some heat lately from folks like Paul Krugman, Glenn Greenwald of Salon, for not aggressively fighting for progressive priorities on this issue. And I have to agree, the dithering, the going back and forth on whether the public plan is necessary or not, has, I think, hurt his case. And that new poll out last week, this is very interesting. The new couple of new polls out last week showing that support for Obama in general is going down. Much of the erosion in Obama's support is among Democrats, core Democrats and self-described progressives and liberals. So what you're hearing is pretty incredible. You're hearing from national pundits that Obama is losing ground because he's pushing too aggressively on health care. That's what Republicans will tell you. But in fact, much of the erosion in Obama's numbers is erosion in his support among base Democratic voters who are pissed off that he's dithering on the public option. Local news, tying into the public option, the Denver Post, usually a fairly traditionally conservative Republican editorial page on most economic issues, comes out strong for a public option in its Sunday edition. Public option critical to reform. The subhead, without strong competition for the insurance industry, the healthcare overhaul we need will fall far short of the mark. So that's a big deal, that the Denver Post breaking convention and coming out strong for a public option. Locally, Colorado Congressman John Salazar has been going back and forth on the public option. Remember, none of our members of Congress have said they will vote against a healthcare bill without a public option. None of them have taken that pledge that we've talked about how important that is. Salazar saying that he conceptually supports a public option, but doesn't think it can be part of a package that would allow a healthcare bill to pass. So he's really taking that mealy-mouthed approach. Colorado's college czar says higher education is headed for, quote, an absolutely breathtaking fiscal cliff when federal stimulus money goes away in 2 years. David Skaggs, director of the Department of Higher Education, painted the grim picture at a legislative hearing, but added that a, quote, strategic planning initiative set to begin next month could include suggestions for new revenue sources. Denver Post reports that the governor's office is working to resolve differences between the U.S. Small Business Administration and the Colorado banking community to try to steer more stimulus funds and loans to state businesses. Denver Post reports a year after Dacians, protests, and anarchists and politicos left Denver, legal questions linger over the way police handled arrests during a mass protest near Civic Center on August 25th. 8 people who were arrested on the second day of the Democratic National Convention during that mass protest have filed a lawsuit against the city and county of Denver alleging wrongful arrest. Denver Post also reports that several days after winning the top job at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, Kelly Bro celebrated at the Palm Restaurant with Democratic political operative David Kenney. And earlier than that, she celebrated that appointment with a couple of Republican politicos. This story in the Denver Post business section questions whether her political ties make business and politicians a little bit too close for comfort. She is now heading the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. U.S. News & World Report has maintained CSU's ranking as one of the nation's top-tier universities in the magazine's 2010 America's Best Colleges annual listing. That's in the Fort Collins, Coloradan. Also in the Coloradan, the $2.7 million reduction in the Fort Collins transportation budget will cause the city's pavement management program to delay projects in 9 neighborhoods. Program officials said they were told within the past 2 weeks to cut that money. This is part of the big budget cutting that's happening statewide. And our final news story, KUSA reports that Senators Mark Udall of Colorado and John McCain are using Colorado to show the importance of climate change legislation. The two will tour Rocky Mountain National Park Monday morning to see some of the effects climate change has had there. After the tour, they will hold a field hearing of the Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee to discuss those effects. So that is going to be up there near Rocky Mountain National Park. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, stick around. After the break, we're going to get to this clip of Mike Rosen having an apoplectic fit a couple days ago over a column that I wrote. I think you'll be interested to hear this guy really betray his class solidarity, really tell us about his class solidarity with the richest people. It's pretty telling. And I hope Mike would debate me again. I enjoyed my debate, but you're going to want to stick around and hear this. He really blows a gasket. It's pretty damn funny. I got to tell you, it's pretty hilarious. So stick around for that. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, we got a serious accident, car versus motorcycle, northbound I-25. It's right around Alameda. It's been moved off to the right-hand shoulder, but still seeing some single-digit speeds back around the Narrows there, around Washington. Southbound side of 25, also really heavy. You go far up north or to the south end of us, we got some construction, late construction being wrapped up. Southbound side around Larkspur, causing some major delays around Monument as well. Also on southbound 25, busy up in Thornton from 120th down to 84th, again from 58th past 20th Avenue. A couple of different flashing light situations. One at 6th and Colorado. That's causing some massive delays. Also at Santa Fe and Iowa. Auto versus back accident, 14th and Colorado. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Going to be cooler than it was this weekend. Today, our highs only going to be around 87. Right now, 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with all new price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like
Let's Talk Trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Missing teeth without bridges? Get incredible implants at incredible smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit incrediblesmiles.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it, because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only.
How much money should we be making sure that people are earning? What is the value of human labor?
The Tom Hartman Program.
It varies from country to country. A lot of discussion about the minimum wage.
Most of us have forgotten
that at the time this country was founded, there were maximum wage laws. But still, the question is asked, how poor is too poor? Nobody, to the best of my knowledge, in polite company, has been asking the question, how rich is too rich?
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Trying to get over my case of Mondays. Monday always comes too soon. The weekend's never long enough. But it's going to be a good week. And as promised, we're going to play this clip from Mike Rosen's show on 850 KOA. Mike sort of burst a blood vessel a couple days ago about that column that I had written. See, my grammar's off. I'm having a case of the Mondays. About the column that I had written a couple weeks ago about the me first, screw everyone else crowd. It was a column that went through all of the tax arguments that were being made around the healthcare debate. And he first takes umbrage at the fact that I called it the khaki pants offensive. He didn't like that. That's what I was jokingly referring to the right-wing protesters at these town hall meetings as. But then he got into the details of the column, and this struck me as particularly telling. Listen to this clip.
In the rest of this Sirota piece, he raises the red herring of rich people who, in fact, pay a disproportionately high share of the income tax bill. The top 1% with 22% of adjusted gross income pays 40% of all the individual income taxes all by themselves, and the top 5% with about 36% of individual income pays 60%. He's trying to neutralize that with some fancy footwork, and it's the same kind of fancy footwork that a lot of people on the left use to try to disarm people who throw out that very valid figure by combining payroll taxes with income taxes. It's a cute device, but it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. They need to be kept separately. Yes, upper income people pay a highly disproportionate share of the income tax liability, while lower income people, the bottom 50%, pay only 3% of all the individual income taxes, while the top 1% pays 40%. But the reason you don't lump together, or you shouldn't lump together, payroll taxes, largely Social Security taxes, with income taxes, is that income taxes go to fund any number of things that the federal government does, from national defense to highway construction to various welfare programs, like public assistance programs, while the Social Security tax is earmarked specifically for Social Security. And if lower income people didn't pay their fair share of the Social Security tax to justify the benefits they ultimately get, then that would become just another welfare program.
Aha. Now, did you hear that? There it was. There it was. You got to listen carefully. If lower and middle income people did not pay the regressive payroll tax, then Social Security and Medicare would become a quote-unquote welfare program. Now, what's the problem with this? What's the problem with this argument? Well, the problem is that, as Mike Rosen accidentally admits in the first part of that discussion, is that income taxes and other taxes go to fund things like Halliburton contracts and corporate welfare and all sorts of corporate subsidies. That is okay. That's apparently, according to Mike Rosen, that's perfectly fine. That's completely acceptable. All the welfare for the richest of the rich that non-payroll taxes pay, that's fine. That's completely fine. But if the payroll tax was made more progressive and less regressive, remember, this is the payroll tax is the single most regressive tax in the United States. It falls on dollar one that you make to dollar about $106,000. And money above that, you don't pay any payroll tax on. It is a completely regressive and persecuting tax. It persecutes middle and lower income people. Why? Because if you make $106,000, you pay the same amount of tax, the same amount of total tax as somebody who makes $1 billion. Now, what Mike Rosen is saying is it's fine. That regressive tax is completely fine because if you made it less regressive, it would become quote unquote welfare. That Social Security and Medicare for middle and working income people, that would become welfare if this tax was made more fair. But every other tax that funds all sorts of welfare for rich people, that's fine. That's completely fine. You see the double standard here, folks? You see what I'm saying? This is the double standard of the country club crowd that Mike Rosen represents. It's not welfare when taxpayer money funds Halliburton contracts and corporate subsidies and give and bank bailouts, the bank bailouts that the Mike Rosens of the world supported. That's not welfare. That's just government doing its job. Hey, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. But if you make programs that help the middle class, like Medicare and Social Security, if you make them a little bit more progressive, that would be unacceptable welfare. That would be unacceptable, an unacceptable handout, right? That's the double standard here, folks. This is the double standard that the country club crowd of Mike Rosen represents. And, of course, you know, if you listen to this broadcast, and we'll post his clip on our website. You listen to him go off on this, and what's hilarious to me, the funniest part of this is that he likens himself to be an economic expert and says, quote-unquote, leftists like me don't know anything about economics. Well, last I checked, I didn't get all my money ripped off by Bernie Madoff. Mike Rosen did, made a lot of headlines. The economic expert got himself ripped off in the stock market, lost a huge amount of money. So it's kind of funny that a guy who just got burned through his risky investment schemes is telling us that he's an economic expert. But the more important part here is the double standard. And you see this everywhere. Programs that are designed to help middle-income people, designed to help the vast majority of us, are billed as unacceptable welfare, unacceptable handouts. Programs that fund corporate welfare, defense contracts, handouts to fat cats like the bailout, we're supposed to believe that that's completely okay, that we shouldn't be worried about it at all. And as I said, this happens all the time. Anybody have a problem with the fact that we're debating and discussing, meticulously discussing, how to pass a health care bill priced at $900 billion over 10 years, and it's taken months and months and months to get this bill moving, and yet in the matter of 2 weeks, we passed back in October bailouts that now top $12 trillion to the banks? That's what I'm talking about. When it's money being handed out to rich fat cats, the country club crowd of Mike Rosen says there's nothing to see here. But if it's anything to help the middle class, the same country club crowd screams bloody murder. It would be hilarious if it wasn't so obvious. 7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on a nice sunny morning. After the break, we'll open up a discussion. I'll tell you about the topic, so you won't want to stick around. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working this car, motorcycle crash, northbound 25 at Alameda. It's now sitting on the right-hand shoulder, but seeing delays all the way back to Evans, single-digit speed. So you may want to look for some alternates this morning if you're heading northbound looking to get into downtown. Southbound also brutal for us. First up in North Glen and Thornton, 120 to 84 speeds in the 30s and 40s there. In the teens, though, from 58th all the way past 20th Street. Also got some late construction southbound I-25 around Monument causing some big-time delays. Traffic lights flashing red, 6th and Colorado. Also at Santa Fe in Iowa, we're still working this auto versus bus crash, 14th in Colorado. Also want to let you know, first day of classes at CU Boulder. Expect some more traffic heading in and out of Boulder this morning. Hard to see some westbound jams there on 36 from basically Sheridan out to McCaslin. Forecast, partly cloudy, a little cooler with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Chance for isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 68 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker. Plus, find some soul at the canyon when you enter to win a new Kia Soul. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It's football season. Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
Premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Eat. Technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack.
When it chips small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And the Elite SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin, trying to get over my case of the Mondays. If you're still lying in bed, get up. It's time to get up now. Come on, it's 7:38. You know that alarm clock's been ringing. All right, topic of this first hour here. It's based off this Washington Post story. A major factor in President Obama's slide in the new Washington Post ABC News poll is his surprisingly sharp drops among Democrats and even liberals, according to crosstabs of the poll. So essentially, the drop that Obama saw in his approval rating is being fueled by a drop in his support among progressives and liberals. The Washington Post poll found a steep drop in approval of Obama's handling of the health care issue, which now stands at 46%, down 11 points from 57% in April. The drop during that time period among liberals, down 11 points from 81% in April to 70% now. Among Democrats overall, Obama fell 6 points from 83% to 77%. So the open question, if you're a progressive, are you satisfied with Obama's behavior on the healthcare issue? Do you think he's doing a good job or not a good job? What do you want to see him doing? And interestingly, this is really a question that's afflicted even a major quote-unquote liberal pundits. Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com has caught a lot of the liberal pundits going back and forth with Obama on the healthcare issue. John Alter, the quote-unquote liberal from Newsweek, had originally said that the public option needed to be included in a bill if the healthcare bill was going to be anything. That's what he said in June, and now in a couple days ago, he went on MSNBC and said that liberals are fools for pushing for the public option, saying the public option was only a minor detail. Over at Salon.com, Glenn Greenwald has a whole rundown of pundits, liberal pundits, who seem to be parroting the White House. Remember, the White House, President Obama, has gone back and forth and back and forth on the public option, first saying it's essential, then saying it's merely a minor detail. So you've got a lot of different threads going on here, and I'm curious to hear from you. If you're a progressive, if you're a liberal, even if you're a Republican Obama voter, are you satisfied with what the White House has been doing on health care of late? Do you think it's pushing the case as well as it could be? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. And I just want to, before we get to the phones, I just wanted to vent about one other thing here that I forgot to tell you about. My column in the Denver Post over the weekend and in the Fort Collins, Colorado on Friday was about the gun issue that we discussed all last week, and should people bring guns to public events. And I make the case that those who are bringing guns, brandishing weapons at these political events are trying to use their Second Amendment rights to infringe on the rest of us and our First Amendment rights. We have a right to be able to feel like we can go to a political event, take part in our democracy, and not feel threatened. Long story short, over the weekend, the National Review, the extremist magazine that's basically the house organ for the Republican Party in Washington, put a thing on its blog, a post on its blog, saying a challenge to David Sirota. And they don't disagree with what I've said in my column, but they take this one line. Gun control advocates counter that the Constitution doesn't give anyone the inalienable right to wield automatic weapons that can kill scores of people in seconds. That's what I said in my column. And the National Review said, well, that's inaccurate. It's not possible to have an automatic weapon that can kill scores, and they say scores is about 40 people, that an automatic weapon can't kill scores of people in under a minute. I kid you not, this is the criticism of my column. by the House organ of the Republican Party, which is that it's not true that an automatic weapon with a 30 or 40 round magazine clip, if you fire it into a packed crowd, you fire two of those magazines into a packed crowd, in a course of under a minute, you can't kill 40 people. I mean, this is how extremist the debate really is. It's unbelievable. I mean, when I read this blog post, it was unbelievable. All right, we'll go to the phone. 743 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The open question. A new poll shows that the support for Obama on health care and in general, that his dwindling support, his poll numbers going down, the drop is fueled in part by liberals and progressives. Now, the Republican narrative is that people are unhappy with him because he is pushing health care. That's the Republican narrative. But actually, the poll numbers seem to suggest that liberals and progressives are ticked off that he isn't pushing health care more aggressively. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Morning.
And on your vent, I would love to go to, a political rally without the police carrying guns. I was at a UDAL meeting just a little more than a year back, and there were police everywhere. And I've been to lots of meetings, and generally there are never police there. But they actually had the DA of Adams County there, too, and they used the police and the DA to intimidate all the people who came to speak against the war.
Well, I would tend to agree with you, except for now, in the sense that at these healthcare town hall meetings, I'm more comfortable that the police are there because I'm not comfortable that there are lots of people seeming to show up, lots of protesters seeming to show up brandishing weapons. So at this point, I think there needs to be security at a pretty serious security presence at these town hall meetings. However, I agree with you. I think during the Democratic National Convention here in Denver, I think during the anti-war rallies, that the show of force, if you will, was totally over the top and totally intimidating. Especially, by the way, this is my big criticism. There was a lot of stories in the Denver Post this weekend about the success of the convention, and I think the convention was a success. But my criticism of the convention was the show of force of police officers who interpersonally were doing a pretty good job, but the
I disagree.
We can disagree and agree on the fact that, and I think you probably agree with this, the police officers walking down the street in teams with wearing armor and brandishing their own weapons. I think you're right. I think that was meant to intimidate. And this is a major part of our First Amendment rights, is really the implicit right to be able to engage in our democracy without fear.
Right. And that's what's not going on. And if you're going to pound on these yahoos showing up with their AK-47s, we better start with police, because it's the government who sets the example and it's the government who sets the rules, but they want everything rigged in their favor.
Yeah, except this. I mean, are you saying that we should watch what's going on with people coming to town hall meetings with bigger and bigger weapons and say that there shouldn't be a police presence there?
Get the police out first. Get them out. If you want unarmed people there, that's fine. But see, this was Mark Udall. Mark Udall in a town hall meeting at the Thornton City Center. And not only were there about a dozen cops in the room and the DA of Adams County or his assistant threatening the people, and that's what he was doing. When I left, because I saw there was no point to speak against the war, when I left in the shadow of the building right next to I-25, there were a dozen more police there.
Well, look, I wasn't there, and I can't speak for what happened at that meeting, but I think in general, the temperature of these meetings, the brandishing of weapons is just, no matter where it's coming from, is absolutely unacceptable. It's designed to intimidate. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Helen in Colorado Springs. Helen, you're on AM 760. Hello, Helen. Okay, Helen is gone. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Dave?
Good.
One thing about those assault rifles, they're 223 like the M16. They shoot tumblers, and those things just devastate you.
What is a tumbler?
Well, with the M16, the way it's rifled in a way that when it enters, it turns backwards and explodes, and then it bounces around the body.
Yeah, and what was really funny about this National Review piece was it says, well, Sirota should try to prove to us that you can kill 40 people in under a minute with an automatic weapon. And the guy says, I bet he can't prove it because the way to test it is to go to a firing range and set up targets. Well, that just shows how stupid and how unaccustomed to guns and firearms the writers of this were. Because, as anybody knows, you go to a firing range, you line up the targets shoulder, the human-shaped targets shoulder to shoulder. In a crowd, oftentimes, people are stacked up, you know, 10, 20 deep. One bullet can go through five or six bodies. And, you know, I just can't believe that that's become the term, that's become what we're debating about. The lethality of firing automatic weapons into a crowd. It's really, really unbelievable that that's what it's become. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call, man. 7:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Are you dissatisfied with the way the White House is handling health care? Are you a progressive who's dissatisfied with that? Maybe you're a Republican who's dissatisfied. But a new poll from the Washington Post shows that the drop that Obama is facing in his poll numbers on health care is fueled by a major drop in support for him among progressives and liberals. So are you one of those progressives or liberals or Democrats who's unhappy? If so, why? What do you want to see the White House doing? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, we'll start on I-25 going for southbounders. Stop-and-go jams, 120th down to 84th. Going to break loose. Also really, really heavy and slow from 58th past Spear. Down around Monument, got some late construction on southbound 25, causing big delays back into Larkspur-Greenland Road. A few accidents out there. They're all on surface streets now. Motorcycle accident, 18th and Downing. Also got an auto versus bus crash, 14th and Colorado. Also want to let you know, first day of class is going on up at CU in Boulder, so we will see a lot of traffic heading in and out on the turnpike this morning. Your forecast? Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Will be cooler than this weekend, though. Looking for a high around 87 degrees. Right now, we're at 71 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
A lot of economic news coming out this week, David, that will certainly have effects on the market. We've got consumer confidence coming out later today at 8 o'clock our time, and that's in about 7 minutes. Durable goods orders tomorrow. New home sales tomorrow. We got good existing home sales numbers last Friday. So all in all, a lot going on and a lot that can affect the markets, and we'd love to help you if you need some help on your investing.
You can give Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage a call at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Don't let your money just sit in the market unwatched. Give Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. All right, Mike, lots of news coming up. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, trying to get over my case of the Mondays. New poll out from the Washington Post shows declining support for President Obama overall. Still, he's still in the high 50s. Also declining support, declining approval ratings for him on the issue of health care. And interestingly, much of the decline is because liberals and progressives are dissatisfied with his behavior. So are you a liberal or progressive who is dissatisfied with Obama? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Tell us why. Tell us what you want to see him up to, what you want to see him doing, what you want to see more of. Michelle in Boulder. Michelle, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to say that I am dissatisfied with what Obama's doing, and I am a progressive. And I think that the most disappointing thing that he's done so far is treating the public like we don't notice, like we're not going to notice what he's saying. For instance, when he said that comment, whether we do or whether we don't have a public option, you know, things are going to change, and we know better. And, I mean, here we were so happy to get somebody into the White House that was intelligent and seemed to be sticking up for the middle class, and he's trying to fool us, and I don't think it's happening. And so I think that's why people are getting so upset.
It's interesting that you bring this up. I wrote a column about this a couple weeks ago about Obama's penchant for when he changes direction, when he goes back on a promise. The thing that I think irritates people is how he does it sometimes without an explanation.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one thing to change your mind, and we can disagree with people who change their mind or flip flop, if you will. We can disagree with them if they say, listen, here's the reason why I'm changing my mind. But I think what really irritates people is when there's a flip flop and there's no explanation at all. It may, like on the public option, you know, he changed his rhetoric on it, and then after that claimed that, oh, he hadn't actually changed his rhetoric on it. It's very, as you say, I think it's very insulting to our intelligence. I absolutely agree, and I think people get ticked off by that. Absolutely. Michelle, thanks for the call.
You bet. Bye.
All right, Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well.
Just a little aside before I talk about Obama. I think the show of force during the DNC was somewhat justified due to the fact of just the basic threat assessment from, you know, just that be prepared factor. Because if you don't forget or don't remember that repeat 68 scenario where, you know, Rush Limbaugh and his cronies were trying to, you know, stir the pot.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on that. I just think it was too much. I mean, I'm not saying that there weren't security issues that needed to be dealt with. I just think that the show of force, the display of force was a little too much. All right, you got about 30 seconds. Go for it on healthcare.
On healthcare, Obama, I think as a liberal and progressive, I'm not dissatisfied with it. I think the poll numbers are based on cyclical poll numbers of the hangover from the election, the honeymoon is over sort of thing, and I think it's a normal drop, and I think the media is just inflating it just to stir the pot again.
Well, that's a fair point. It could be cyclical. The one thing the media hasn't done, though, the media has reported his poll drop numbers as coming because he's pushing health care too much. The media has not reported that it may be because progressives are less satisfied with him. But you're right, it could be cyclical. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, Charles Pierce on his book, Idiot America.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Hi, this is Joe Sterniolo, and I've been in the financial business for 27 years, and I've never found a better time to invest and plan your estate. I'd like to reveal some hidden strategies that attorneys rarely tell you and that investment professionals may not be aware of. If you have an estate of $1 million or more, I'd like to invite you to a free seminar at my favorite restaurant in Boulder, Dolan's, on Tuesday, August 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 7:30 at night, or Wednesday, August 26th from 4 until 7:30, and both include dinner. The seminars will fill up quickly, so make your reservations right now at 303-695-4363. I will show you why you shouldn't fund your living trust. I will also demonstrate how to eliminate all estate taxes no matter what the size of your estate. I'm also going to list some great investment opportunities that are currently available. Seating is limited, so call right now for free reservations at 303-695-4363. That's 303-695-4363.
Advisory services offered through Joseph S. Sterniolo and Associates Incorporated. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. 303-695-4363.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Serapani.
On the evening of 21st December 1988, a heinous crime was perpetrated.
The Libyan agent who committed that heinous crime, the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, was released from prison last week. For the past 30 minutes, Scotland's Justice Secretary, Kenny McCaskill, has been telling Parliament why he allowed Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi to go home.
Now terminally ill with prostate cancer, be released on compassionate grounds and allowed to return to Libya to die. That was my decision.
But McCaskill admits he was put off by the hero's welcome Al-Megrahi received.
It is a matter of great regret that Mr. Al-Megrahi was received in such an inappropriate manner.
Al-Megrahi's release outraged families whose loved ones were killed and drew an unusually harsh condemnation from FBI Director Robert Mueller, who was in charge of the bombing investigation. A new White House team will be put in charge of questioning terror suspects. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has that.
An administration official tells CBS News President Obama personally signed off on the plan following a recommendation from top intel and national security advisors. The White House is handing the duty to the FBI. The move is an abrupt departure from Bush administration policies, and it's seen as a direct reaction to alleged abuses now under investigation.
And the Justice Department's Ethics Office wants to reopen about a dozen cases of alleged abuse at overseas prisons for suspected terrorists. Well, it's now or never for new car buyers. Cash for clunkers ends tonight. WWL's Dave Cullen spoke to buyers and dealers in New Orleans.
Joe Simon went to buy a new car this weekend, wanting to beat the cash for clunkers deadline.
If I wouldn't have got the rebate, I probably still, you know, I wouldn't have traded in. I mean, I just kept my old truck till it just conked out on it.
Dealers here in New Orleans that are still taking part in the Clunkers program saw big crowds on Saturday and are bracing for more throughout the day. But some have stopped participating because they say they're in too deep a hole already with the Fed so slow to reimburse them. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
One of the most despised men in America is back in the news. The New York Post says convicted Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff has told other inmates in a North Carolina prison that he has cancer and may not have long to live. Madoff is 71. Ryan Jenkins, the VH1 reality show contestant wanted in Southern California for murdering his swimsuit model ex-wife, has been found hanged in a British Columbia motel. Farah Imami is with the Orange County District Attorney's Office.
There are obviously lots of unanswered questions, and they may remain unanswered because the victim, as we all know, was murdered brutally, and the person who is charged with doing it has apparently taken his own life.
Police in Anadarko, Oklahoma are investigating the apparent murder of a local pastor found dead inside her church. The Dow is up 56 points. This is CBS News.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Sears Automotive Center. Yes, we sell and install tires. And with our real-time price checks, I'll check the competition's price, and if it's lower, we'll beat it. So you're guaranteed the lowest price. And you don't need to run all over town trying to find it.
You went where trying to find the best deal? That sounds horrible.
The Sears Blue Automotive Crew is offering all Goodyear tires on sale, featuring our Goodyear Weather Handler LS as low as $39.99 through August 29th. Sears Auto Center provides a wide range of automotive services by ASE-certified technicians. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. U.S. Senators Mark Udall and John McCain are using Colorado to showcase climate change legislation. The two will tour Rocky Mountain National Park this morning. Udall spoke to 9 News.
The bill's not perfect, but it is a beginning. The Senate now has to work its will, and there are a number of elements we could put in a Senate bill that would improve the House bill, including passing a renewable electricity standard for the nation.
McCain says he'll have a tough time supporting the bill if it doesn't increase the use of nuclear energy. The senators also stressed the importance of getting other countries, especially India and China, to commit to reducing greenhouse gases. The small town of Brush in northeastern Colorado is considering scrapping this year's municipal election because none of the candidates have challengers. Mayor Dan Scalise and 3 city council seats are up for election this fall in Brush, a town of about 5,000 in Morgan County. Tough economic times mean good news if you're a mosquito. Some cities along the west side of the Gunnison National Forest will miss out on mosquito control, as revenue losses of up to 15% in Delta County mean the end of spraying 1 month earlier than scheduled. Sports: Rockies over the Giants 4-2, the series finale tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a pretty tough ride as you're making your way around Denver right now. We're seeing some pretty significant slowdown southbound 225. This as you get off of I-70 all the way up towards Mississippi. Northbounders on I-25 still sluggish as you're making your way underneath the bridges past DU on towards downtown. That drive between the tech center and the downtown area is still going to cost you about 30 to 35 minutes. Eastbound 6th Avenue slow with speeds in the 20s and 30s. Wadsworth up towards I-25. We've got a surface street crash. This is an auto versus pedestrian accident. Peoria and Iliff. You could also find some activity at 18th and Downing. Sounds like a motorcycle took a spill there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 86, 87 degrees. Currently, it's already 73. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com. That's RalphSchompMini.com.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of...
Do you use medical marijuana?
Well, then we'll talk real slow.
Get a craving killer half slab of St. Louis ribs for $5. Big Papa's Barbecue. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, dine for half price at Rodney's Restaurant. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Talk 8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on another pretty nice front range day. A couple news stories off the wire before we get to our next guest. Charles Grassley, the Republican senator from Iowa, has backtracked on comments, on his comments, that the government, quote, would decide when to pull the plug on grandma, saying yesterday on Face the Nation, quote, actually, it won't do that. So Charles Grassley, who made one of the most inflammatory statements of the health care debate so far, walking back his comments yesterday on the Sunday shows, And that is a good segue for our next guest, Charles Pierce. He's the author of Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. In Idiot America, Pierce laments the glorification of ignorance in the United States and how a country founded on intellectual curiosity has somehow deteriorated into a nation of simpletons, more apt to vote for an American Idol contestant than a presidential candidate. You can find Charles Pierce's website at www.charlespierce.net. Charles, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
David, it's great to talk to you. What's up?
So your book, Idiot America, obviously extremely relevant. It came out in June, now more relevant than ever when you hear comments like that from Charles Grassley, at least his original comments. I guess I would ask you this first question, which is, I think it's pretty clear to many listeners of this show that Idiot America, as you call it, is trying to dominate the healthcare debate. But my question is whether this is a new trend, and if it's not a new trend, when do you think this trend towards essentially idiocy dominating American politics really started?
Well, as I told my editor at Doubleday at some point last winter, look, sooner or later I have to sit down and write this thing. I can't just keep researching because that right. could go on forever. And I literally rewrote the chapter on the 2008 election after Sarah Palin became the nominee because my editor said we have to take this into account somehow. More precisely than the intro that you read, Idiot America is not the people who believe crazy stuff, okay? And it's not even the individuals who act on crazy stuff. This is the greatest country ever devised to be completely out of your mind, and God bless it for it. Idiot America is the rest of us who allow it to dominate the debate, who abdicate our obligations as citizens or abdicate our obligations as human beings to be thinking rational beings and allow ourselves to be carried away on emotion or whatever seems popular at the time. And I think you've seen a couple of things happen as regards to the healthcare debate that play into it. I have in the book what I call the three great premises of Idiot America, and I won't go through all three of them, but the third one states that fact is what enough people believe, and truth is measured by how fervently they believe it. It doesn't matter if it's actually true. It matters how loud you can be about it and how many people you can get to fall for it. In other words, we will judge the intellectual value of a particular position by our ability to sell it. And I think that's what you've seen in the healthcare debate, and I think it's one of those examples, and I have several of them in the book, where this dynamic does real damage in the real lives of people.
Well, and my what I'm trying to pinpoint here is, when did this start? I mean, is this a new phenomenon or is this an old phenomenon? Well, obviously, idiots could, because of the First Amendment, have been allowed to speak their mind since the inception of the country. But at what point, if you can pinpoint it, did idiocy really start playing such a pivotal role in political debates on critical issues like healthcare, for instance?
I think that it can be roughly traced back to the rise of television as the dominant medium through which we get our politics, and then the rise of salesmanship as the predominant function of a television.
That makes
to inform but to sell something.
That makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure that the soundbite and the soundbiteization of our political debate has only contributed to this.
Well, I think that's true. I think one of the urtext of the phenomenon is still Joe McGinnis is the selling of the president.
Which
while this process had been ongoing for a while, certainly through the Kennedy campaign in 1960, Joe McGinnis's book really got you inside selling to America a product which it had already rejected by any standard of salesmanship twice before, which is to say the concept of President Richard Nixon.
Well, then let me ask you this. Does the internet accelerate or intensify that dumbing down? I mean, I'm thinking off the top of my head, you know, Twitter, right? 140 characters is taking a more and more central position in the internet ferment and internet chatter. Does that threaten to make things even stupider than it already has been? I mean, you hear so much about the internet being this tool of information distribution, but it's also a tool of disinformation distribution.
Right. I don't think anybody really has a, and I think anybody who says they do is probably lying to you. I don't think anybody really has a handle on what the internet, quote unquote, is actually going to do about anything ever. I think we're still in the Wild West period here. Certainly in my primary business, which is daily newspapers, nobody really knows what's going to happen next, except that what's ever going to happen next is going to happen, and we can't stop it. I think that the internet is an amazing vehicle for information. It's also an amazing vehicle for the dissemination of crackpottery. Okay, and I think it does so quickly and at an almost remarkably overwhelming. I think one of the things that happened to us is that our internal editors have burned out. We're getting so much information from so many different directions at the same time that it's just overloaded the circuits, and people just, and whatever seems the simplest to believe, which is basically that which appeals to our gut and not to our mind, is what we latch on to. And I think that, you know, what you did have, though, and I wanted to get back to the point we made earlier about when did this start. The dynamic was there, but I think since the late 1970s, early 1980s, I was lucky enough to have covered for an alternative newspaper the Reagan campaign in 1980, so I saw the seedbed of all of this, really. Or the seedbed of that which grew out of the Goldwater campaign, if we want to get really pedantic about it. But you had a political party and a political movement that energized that party, which deliberately made inexpertise and deliberately made ignorance a selling point, a marketing tool for its political philosophy. And I think that was different, because I don't think you had a political party ever do that before.
Well, that's really an important point. And we're talking to Charles Pierce. He's the author of the new book, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. You've seen his work in Esquire. He's a frequent contributor to the American Prospect and Slate. That's a really important point, which is to say that it's not just that there's misinformation and stupidity out there. It's that misinformation and stupidity has been equated to authenticness. Has been equated to Americanness, right? I mean, that was how the Republicans, for instance, you mentioned back during the Goldwater campaign, but, you know, I think a lot of people also remember that the way the Republicans spun George Bush being an idiot was that, oh, well, he's just a regular guy. And that was seen as a value that, yeah, he may be an idiot, but lots of Americans are idiots, so that means he's authentic. I mean, how do you actually break through that? I mean, that's what they actually went, they've gone after Obama with on some level, is that because he is an educated, well-spoken person, that makes him an elite. I mean, how do you break that ridiculous construction?
Well, I think the most graphic one was Al Gore in 2000, and let us not minimize the effect of what was a prolonged act of journalistic malpractice on the part of people covering his campaign. Al Gore was literally told, the American people were literally told that Al Gore was too smart to be president. Then along comes 2004, and you have that remarkable poll of people who said they would rather have a beer with George Bush than with John Kerry. Now, I want everyone listening to this to think about everyone they've had a beer with in their lives. Which one of those people do you want handling the nuclear codes?
Right.
Which one of those people do you want getting the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning? That is only that question is not a question for a nation of serious citizens. It's not even a question for a nation of serious drunkards. And yet it was sold and thrown into the mix as some sort of viable political metric. And in that, I fault the people who cover campaigns. I think that the elite political media in this country, and you can name them off if you want to name them off, have fallen down on the job of identifying stupidity for what it is. And they're just now kind of blinking and coming out of it. But I think that was also a crucial moment. During the development of a political party and a political movement in which inexpertise was sold as a virtue, these people didn't point that out to enough people so that it became a liability again.
It's really amazing, and when you think about the ramifications of it on policy, it's kind of mind-boggling. All right, can you stick around through the break?
Sure can, Dave.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get more about the new book, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. On the line we have author Charles Pierce. We're going to get to more questions for him and more exploration of the idiocy that dominates our politics. It's 8:17 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got some stop-and-go conditions out there. Southbound 25 seems to be our heaviest spot. No surprise. First and Thornton, 120th down to 84th, again from 58th. Past Spear Boulevard. Northbound side, sluggish. Evans up to Alameda, where we had an early accident. Still seeing speeds in the teens there. Southbound 225, also heavy. I-70 all the way to Mississippi, and again from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. If you're around the Larkspur Monument area, construction still taking place on southbound 25. Seeing heavy jams from Greenland all the way down to County Line Road there in Monument. Hopefully they get that up and out of the way soon. Auto ped accident, Peoria and Iliff and Aurora, and a motorcycle accident at 18th and Downing. Forecast, partly cloudy, a little cooler. Highs are just going to be in the mid to upper 80s today. Chance for isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's after 3 p.m. Our current downtown temperature is 73 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save 10% on your new Ryland home during Ryland.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place, so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rate supply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Hit the chip and crack. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Stateflight Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Stateflight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does. Your employer has more information about you than your doctor does. But the beautiful thing about health care is you're protected under HIPAA, the privacy right. You know, you're not going to be able to Google Paul in Scottsdale, and I'm not going to be able to see a prostate, although I'm sure I'd love it.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's a good bumper music. Don't want to be an American idiot. Very nice. On the line with us, Charles Pierce, his new book, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. You've read Charles Pierce's work in Esquire. He's a frequent contributor to the American Prospect and Slate. His work has appeared in the New York Times Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, The Nation, The Atlantic, and every other important publication, in my estimation, in this country. His new book, again, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. And my question now is what we can do to turn this back. I mean, is there a solution to this, or is this just the status quo? Is this just reality now?
I've thought about that a lot, and my answer is I don't know. I hope there is. The only answer I can see is some sort of revival of intelligent self-government on the part of all of us. So, this has been a dynamic within the conservative movement for 20 years because it's worked. If this stuff didn't work, it would have been abandoned, but it isn't. It worked. It's starting now. It didn't work in 2006, and it didn't work in 2008, which makes it all the more mysterious to me why the Democrats are insisting to pretend like it did. You know, this was a pretty thumping rejection of a political philosophy in the last two election cycles. And the polls still bear that out. And I think that, you know, it's up to us to drive the political process. This country does not run on automatic pilot. It wasn't designed that way. And if you don't do it, then the people who are loudest, whether they know what they're talking about or not, are always going to win the argument.
Does the responsibility for ending the idiocy that's taken over our political debate, does it start and stop with the president? I mean, is it your view that he has not been forceful enough, for instance, in debunking some of the worst, most ridiculous claims on this health care issue?
I think that, and I wrote a piece in Esquire in March of 2008 where I wondered about this. I think the president is certainly a brilliant politician. He's certainly up to the demands of the office. I don't think he's ever had a true realization of what the opposition is like. I think that he attempted to do this in a bipartisan way with a political party that, quite frankly, has lost its mind. Who is a serious Republican leader right now? Name one.
Right. There isn't one.
You can't do it. Because the people who are serious are not leaders, and the people who are leaders are not serious.
That's exactly right. That's a great way of putting it. We're talking to Charles Pierce. His new book is Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. Okay, project this out for us. Are we, when you look at Idiot America, are we at a stasis? Is it a stasis level of idiocy, or is the idiocy getting greater and greater? And if it is getting greater, project out for us where we could be going. I mean, there's the great movie that came out a couple of years ago called Idiocracy, which is a parody of this. But I actually found it's a hilarious movie, but I actually found it disturbing at one level to watch a movie that parodies what a country would be like run by true idiots. I mean, are we at a stasis level of idiocy? Do you see it growing? And if it's growing, where are we going?
I can't tell you where we're going, but I do think it is growing, and I'll tell you why I think is why. We do not come to grips, any of us, with the consequences of believing nonsense. We are free to believe nonsense. We are the greatest country ever devised for people to believe nonsense. If you act upon the nonsense, you have to live with the consequences. You can't believe and act upon nonsense and then walk away from it at the end. You put the head of a luxury show horse organization at the head of FEMA and you lose an American city. Well, that's a generic failure. We reelected the administration that would do that.
And you know what's really funny? I'm glad you bring that up, because what's really funny is, and I'm glad you bring up Mike Brown, heck of a job, Brownie, just to confirm how idiotic our political process is. Mike Brown is on radio here in Colorado as a political and governmental expert. I mean, a guy who really is the shining example of idiocy continues to make his living as essentially a non-idiot. And I wonder if that is part of the problem, in the sense of that there's no accountability. There's no, even in the elite, quote-unquote, elite media sphere, there is absolutely no accountability if you are exposed as an idiot.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I think that the argument media, by which I mean the cable chat shows, the Sunday chat shows, and most of talk radio, you can say almost anything and maintain a career. Pat Buchanan has no business being on my television set. Pat Buchanan has been a white supremacist since 1962. The record is unarguable. Why is he still on the television set talking to me about Barack Obama? It floors me. Mike Brown has a radio program because he's a famous screw up.
Well, let me.
What is the dynamic of an industry that insists that the one thing you have to do in an information medium is put somebody on there simply because he's a world famous screw up?
Well, let me ask you that. Then let me follow up. What is the motive, right? What is the motive to take somebody like a Pat Buchanan, like a Mike Brown. And I used the example this morning. You had John Alter got nailed by Glenn Greenwald. John Alter, the Newsweek columnist, wrote a column two months ago saying that the public option in the healthcare debate was absolutely essential to reform. And now, 2 days ago, went on MSNBC and say anybody who holds out for a public option is a fool, and the public option is only a mere detail of healthcare reform. What is the motive for continuing to promote people who either idiotically walk over their own words or are just factually, verifiably stupid? What psychology inside the media among the decision makers keeps these people employed and being promoted?
Well, I mean, I think you have to develop a tier system, okay? People like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity keep getting promoted because they're successful broadcasters. And the broadcast, I mean, for whatever you
ratings.
Think of what
okay,
they're
right.
saying.
Okay, I can understand that.
They move the needle, okay?
Yep.
So leave them aside. In terms of the commentariat, I have no idea what the standards are. I got in a kind of a lengthy wrangle with David Schuster on Countdown a month ago where he kept asking me when Liz Cheney came out as one of the birthers or as the kind of a kind of a demi-birther,
right.
He said, how does Liz Cheney keep getting on television? And I kept going around and around with him. And finally I said, David, I don't know. I don't book her.
Right. David Schuster should have the idea.
Leader. And she said, well, she's a Republican leader. And I said, but by what standard? Is she elected? Has she run for anything? Does she demonstrate any followers? I mean, besides the fact that she will get on TV and give her father another set of skirts to hide behind and say reliable nonsense, what is her virtue as a Republican leader? I didn't get it. And I still don't get it. I don't know how you get the credential to appear as much as a lot of these people do and be as wrong as they are. Bill Kristol should be selling me an apple from a steam grate in front of the Boston Public Library instead of being a respected voice in the nation's politics. Nobody has been more wrong about more stuff than that guy.
And the thing is that this contributes to it. I mean, this obviously contributes to a political debate and a political discourse where there is no value on facts. So then I have to ask this final question. And we're talking to Charles Pierce, his new book called Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. Are we idealizing the past? And by that I mean, when I went on Stephen Colbert's show when my book came out, and I was talking about corruption, he said, "Oh well, you're hearkening back to some halcyon days of clean politics that never really existed," and we joked about it. But I'm wondering is this a change? Right? I mean, were there halcyon days where we were less idiotic, where facts were valued more in our politics?
Oh, I think there was certainly days in which we were more invested in a people in our civic and political life. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that there were days where a greater percentage of the population took political ideas more seriously, took the obligations of being a citizen more seriously than we do now. Yes, we're always nostalgic about that. And yes, there were crazy people. There were, you know, anti-Masons and Birchers and Minutemen and all of that in the past. But the fact is I think we've abandoned self-government and abandoned the concept that the government is all of us to the point where, frankly, everything has now become a performance space and we're suffering for it.
Charles Pierce, his book is Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. I should just say it here so the audience hears it. You are one of my favorite writers out there. You really are. You really have fought the good fight and with a lot of wit. And you're one of the few writers in politics that I can say is more than just readable, but is actually a joy to read. Thanks for writing this book and thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks so much, David. Good luck with the show, bud.
Thanks. That was Charles Pierce. Again, his book, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we're going to talk with a Navy veteran who got the ball rolling on the recently enacted post-9/11 Montgomery GI Bill. And we'll talk about what that bill does, whether you are eligible for it, and what the opposition to it looked like. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Seems like I'm paid to talk about I-25 and this traffic update, no different. Let's start on the north end, southbound side of 25. super heavy up in North Glen, 120th down to 84th. Again, 58th Avenue all the way to Spear Boulevard. Northbounders sluggish, Downing Street up to Alameda. That's really filling in. Also had an early accident there involving a motorcycle. Our only accident right now is on the surface streets. It is an auto ped crash, though. Peoria and Iliff in Aurora. Also seeing some more jams on 36 this morning. First day of school up at CU. Westbound, busy Table Mesa up to Baseline in Boulder. Eastbounders struggling Federal to 25. The forecast today, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's going to be cooler, though. High around 87. Right now, 73 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only.
AM760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I had a great idea at work yesterday, so I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
Now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
AM 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Busy show today. And we're heading to another guest right now. On the line, Mike Embrick. He is a Navy veteran who has been one of the voices pushing for a new Montgomery GI bill, and this is a bill that would grant free college education, in-state college education, to those who have served for 36 months after 9/11. Mike, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Dave, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so just to update everybody on this, this is a bill that has passed. Is that right?
Yes, it has. It was passed last year.
It was passed last year. And tell us about the fight to pass this bill, what kind of opposition you ran into, and of course, tell us, if you can, the details of who is eligible for this bill and what it does.
Well, basically, I'll tell you about what the bill does. Firstly, any veteran who's served longer than 36 months after 9/11 will get a free college education at any in-state college. Any state university in the United States. Secondly, they provide a housing allowance, which is a new add-on as opposed to the old Montgomery GI Bill. And you'll get a book allowance, which basically means you'll be going to college 100% free.
Why was this bill needed? There was the old GI Bill. What did this bill do to add to that?
Well, what the old GI Bill did was it set a dollar standard towards your education, which was basically, I think, the max was about $1,800 a month, which you and I both know nowadays this doesn't cover the cost of a college tuition at a state university. So you had to really basically get student loans or grants or come up with the rest of the money yourself. The old GI Bill was caught up in a bureaucratic mess, much like the VA system was. It really wasn't set to cater to veterans of, you know, this century. It was more based toward Vietnam era tuition costs. So myself and hundreds of other veterans around the country got together. We went to our senators, went to our congresspeople. We'd let them know what was going on, what was wrong with the GI Bill. They then compiled that data, and Senator Webb and 36 other co-sponsors came up with this new Montgomery GI Bill.
We're talking to Mike Embrick. He's a Navy veteran. He served in two post-9/11 wars and lobbied Congress to pass the new GI Bill, which, under the new legislation, veterans who have served 36 months after 9/11 and opt to go to an in-state public college, university, or vocational training college will have their tuition and books paid for in full and receive a monthly housing stipend. Was there any serious opposition to this bill? And if so, what did the opposition base its opposition on?
Yes, actually there was. The Conservative Party, they launched a vicious misinformation campaign about what would happen if the bill was passed. One of their biggest arguments was that we wouldn't have a military anymore because everybody would just get out to use the new GI Bill. I actually have some numbers. 27 more veterans enrolled to the State College of New Jersey than last year. So obviously that's not a very big number. So it's kind of like what's going on now with the misinformation campaign with the health care reform. They just put out a whole bunch of garbage, basically, to prevent this from going through. But now, you know, obviously, the tables have turned, opinion has changed, and everybody's for this bill. But at first, everybody wasn't.
Well, let me ask you this question. What do folks have to do? And we got, if for the veterans listening out there, what's the process to get the benefits that this bill entails? Is it you apply for a college and if you get in, there's a form you fill out, or do you have to go some other way to get the benefits laid out in this bill?
Yes, you have to actually go on the VA's website, which is www.va.gov, and you have to fill out an application. And if you qualify, which if you serve 36 weeks after 9/11, you should qualify at least for a percentage of benefits. There's actually a scale that goes up in percent. I think it starts at 10 and it goes all the way up to 100%. So you apply and the VA will send you a letter back saying you qualify for whatever amount percent that you qualify for. In turn, you bring that letter to the university you wish to go to. They process it, and you're in. You're in. You know, you're enrolled. I guess on the fact that you passed the all the prerequisites to get into that university.
And you've participated in this program.
Yes, I am actually participating in it now. Yes.
Well, we thank you for your lobbying for this bill and for continuing to push the issue. And I think it's obviously a really important bill. You, again, folks, you can find out more information if you're a veteran of the last post 9/11 wars. You can go to www.va.gov and look into this new GI Bill to see if you're to see if you can enroll for free college tuition. Mike Embrick, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me. My pleasure.
8:43 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Busy morning this morning. We had on Charles Pierce, Idiot America, How Stupidity Became a Virtue in the Land of the Free. And we also went over a Mike Rosen clip. Mike Rosen of 850 KOA spent his couple days ago, his whole show, or well, a big chunk of his show, ripping on me. So after the break, I will go over what he said. You're going to want to stick around for this. He sort of burst the blood vessel. It's pretty hilarious, if you ask me. We'll do a little bit of a news rundown.
And Dave, I'm going to put up the whole thing because we have like the 2-minute clip.
Right.
But I have a 13-minute piece that I will be putting up
rant
on our page. And you got to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hey, he's paying attention.
Exactly. He is paying attention. And if you remember the debate a couple months ago now, I think he was just as pissed off the last couple days as he was back in that debate. He sort of has trouble controlling his temper, which is pretty hilarious. Remember, also, stick around. At the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be joined by John Flerelidge, who's the Democratic candidate for Colorado's 6th Congressional District in 2010. He's going to be running for the nomination to run against Republican Mike Kaufman. That's in the 9 a.m. hour.
Man, I tell you what, that district is so close to going
it's
down.
Changing.
It is.
It's definitely changing.
And, you know, we've been close in a couple of the
that's
last
your
elections.
District, right?
That's my district.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when I filled in, some guy's like, you know, you can't take somebody out of Highlands Ranch and make them a liberal. You know what? That district is definitely changing. It's not like it's all full of conservatives. Give me a break.
It's definitely one of those battlegrounds. I don't know if it's going to tip this election or next election, but it is trending the right way.
I hope so.
And we're talking.
Mike Kaufman's crazy.
He is. And we're going to be talking to John Flerelidge, who's going to probably be the candidate against him in the 9 a.m. hour. So stick around for that. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave, still got some construction down near Larkspur. If you're traveling southbound on 25, getting around Larkspur, Greenland Road, going to hit jams all the way down to Monument. Got that late construction back around the metro. I-25 seems to be stop and go, coming southbound in Thornton and North Glen. Again, after 58th Avenue, trying to get into downtown. Northbounders sluggish from Downing Street to Alameda due to an earlier crash. Also got some heavier jams on 36 this morning. First day of classes at CU Boulder. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Southbound 225, busy I-70 to Mississippi again after Parker Road. Northbounders there tapping the brakes at the spillway. Forecast, partly cloudy, little cooler, highs in the mid-upper 80s. Chance for isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's after 3 o'clock. Our current downtown temperature is 76 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
Why do you make it sound like it's a dictatorship?
Universal health care is needed.
People who want to keep things the way they are.
And they'll create boogeymen out there that just aren't real.
And really, I think everybody's opinion counts.
Your thoughts. Have a voice on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now, through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. As mentioned, Mike Rosen, the host on 850 KOA, the angry old man, kind of went off on me in a rant about my column a couple weeks ago called The Me First, Screw Everyone Else Crowd. It was about the myths out there about taxes. And I went through all of the empirical data about taxes. And old Mike, who is really bases his show on a valiant defense of his country club crowd, really didn't like the column. Really didn't like, and it's typical. I mean, his ilk doesn't like it when you tell the truth about taxes. When you, for instance, mention that most corporations in the United States pay no taxes. That's a GAO report. When you mention that the top 400 taxpayers in the United States pay an effective tax rate of just 17%. Way lower than what most middle-class taxpayers pay. They don't like it. They don't like it when you point out that Warren Buffett has admitted that he pays a far lower effective tax rate than his secretary. They don't like it because it debunks their argument that the rich and the super wealthy are supposedly persecuted. What was interesting was how Rosen gave away, accidentally, his real intentions, his real motives, and his real hypocrisy. Just listen to this one part of the clip of his rant.
In the rest of this Sirota piece, he raises the red herring of rich people who, in fact, pay a disproportionately high share of the income tax bill. The top 1% with 22% of adjusted gross income pays 40% of all the individual income taxes all by themselves. And the top 5% with about 36% of individual income pays 60%. He's trying to neutralize that with some fancy footwork, and it's the same kind of fancy footwork that a lot of people on the left use to try to disarm people who throw out that very valid figure by combining payroll taxes with income taxes. It's a cute device, but it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. They need to be kept separately. Yes, upper income people pay a highly disproportionate share of the income tax liability, while lower income people, the bottom 50%, pay only 3% of all the individual income taxes, while the top 1% pays 40%. But the reason you don't lump together, or you shouldn't lump together, payroll taxes, largely Social Security taxes, with income taxes, is that income taxes go to fund any number of things that the federal government does, from national defense to highway construction to various welfare programs, like public assistance programs, while the Social Security tax is earmarked specifically for Social Security. And if lower income people didn't pay their fair share of the Social Security tax to justify the benefits they ultimately get, then that would become just another welfare program.
All right, so you see him, you had to listen carefully to hear what he's really saying, right? What he's saying is that it's completely fine and we should not pay attention to the fact that non-payroll taxes go to fund all sorts of programs that redistribute income. Typically, they redistribute income upwards, right? Lots and lots and lots of money in the non-Social Security and non-Medicare areas goes to defense contracts and corporate welfare and bank bailouts. Mike Rosen is saying, no, don't look over there, no problem. You know, that's completely fine. You've got to separate out the programs like Medicare and Social Security that actually help regular people. And if you take the tax structure that funds those programs that help regular people and dare to even propose to make them progressive, you are trying to turn those programs into quote-unquote welfare, as if that's unacceptable. Right? So corporate welfare for banks that Mike Rosen aggressively supported, the bailouts, welfare for defense contractors and for Halliburton, that's not welfare. That's just normal government spending. But make the tax structure more progressive to fund programs that actually help regular people, Medicare and Social Security, and you would be making it into welfare. A bad handout program. You see, and that's the hypocrisy here. That's the double standard, right? The Mike Rosens of the world who supported the bank bailout, who have the nerve to call themselves conservatives and yet supported $12 trillion in bank bailout money. They would have us believe that that's not important, that the only thing that's important is making sure that Social Security and Medicare, the programs that actually help regular people, aren't made into quote-unquote welfare. Somehow it's not welfare when you give money, you hand out cash to rich fat cats at Mike Rosen's country club. But it's welfare when you have a Medicare and Social Security program, and it would be even more welfare if the tax structure that finances that became modestly progressive, Right now, of course, it's the most regressive tax financing scheme in the government. You get taxed to pay for Medicare and Social Security on dollar one to dollar about $105,000, $106,000. So if you make $105,000 or $106,000, you pay the same total amount into Social Security and Medicare as Warren Buffett does. That seem fair? Doesn't seem fair to me. And it shouldn't seem fair to anybody who's interested, conservative or liberal, in tax fairness. Clearly, that's not what Mike Rosen and his country club crowd are interested in. What they are interested in is defending the wealthiest 1%. And the funniest part of this rant, we put it up on our webpage at www.am760.net, the funniest part of Mike Rosen's rant is that he has the nerve to portray himself as an economic expert. This is a guy who made headlines making risky investments in Wall Street and getting fleeced, losing a huge amount of cash. He has the nerve to go on his show and portray himself as some economic expert after publicly humiliating himself in the stock market. But the real issue here is the hypocrisy. Again, I just keep harping on it, right? It took 2 weeks for Congress to pass a bailout that cost $12 trillion to hand money to banks. It's taking months and months and months to move a health care bill for the rest of us that costs $900 billion. It's the same thing. To conservatives, we shouldn't look at, we shouldn't pay attention to, we should pass easily welfare for their corporate friends. But for everybody else, any program that helps us is welfare. All right, stick around. We're going to talk to the candidate running against Mike Kaufman in the 2010 election next.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted are for a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois. Rates vary by age, location, and benefits selected. According to CNN, over 2.5 million jobs were lost in 2008, with hundreds of thousands more layoffs already this year. Now more than ever, providing affordable health care is one of our most urgent issues. Humana understands your need for affordable health insurance. The Humana One plan has rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. This is the day the CIA Inspector General is scheduled to release a 2004 report on harsh agency interrogation techniques. It comes as Attorney General Eric Holder weighs whether to accept the Justice Department recommendation to revisit prisoner abuse cases. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
Just because we now have a recommendation to look into criminal charges doesn't mean we are going to see trials of CIA agents, much less their convictions. There are strong legal questions about whether evidence of abuse would be admissible, how much of it would be classified, and whether those officials have immunity.
As CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports, there are changes on the way, including establishment of a special White House unit for questioning suspects.
The FBI will be in charge of the new high-value detainee interrogation group. That is a switch from Bush-era policy that put the CIA in command of terror questioning. A White House official tells CBS News the president's decision to open the new operation followed a recommendation from the task force that he named shortly after taking office.
Well, the Scottish Parliament is grilling officials over last week's release of Lockerbie bomber Abdelbaset al-Megrahi on compassionate grounds. The decision was made by Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill, and he says it was justified.
Mr. al-Megrahi did not show his victims any comfort or compassion, but that alone is not a reason for us to deny compassion to him.
Critics claim the decision could severely damage Scottish relations with the U.S. The hours are ticking away until the government's Cash for Clunkers program ends. It is all over as of 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's been a mixed blessing. On one hand, it's brought a flock of customers into showrooms, says Dearborn, Michigan dealer Jay Sturtz.
It cleared out all of our O9s. We're poised and ready. Ford's going to be ramping up production, and I'm looking forward to continued steady auto sales.
On the other hand, the crush of buyers has caused problems for some dealers and their workers, like this woman in Fremont, California.
The website's down a lot, so it takes a while to submit. Sometimes when you're almost fully done, it rejects you and you have to start all over again.
And some dealers are unhappy they have yet to be reimbursed by the federal government. The Department of Transportation says as of this morning, 625,000 vouchers totaling about $2.5 billion have been filed. A deadly fire in Buffalo, New York. Officials say two firefighters were killed when a two-story convenience store collapsed into a basement. Across Greece, high winds have hampered crews battling a series of raging wildfires. This is the fourth straight day the blazes have been burning, forcing thousands of people to flee their homes in a suburb north of Athens. That's also where a group of elderly nuns were rescued from their convent as the flames closed in. Three California wildfires that prompted thousands to evacuate have all been surrounded. Fire crews contained two yesterday and one earlier in the weekend. All evacuation orders have been called off. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 73 points. This is CBS News.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Again, TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Call Taxmasters right now to get started at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter today announces his recommendations to create new jobs in Colorado. Ritter says the plan is intended to help create a highly skilled and educated workforce that will keep Colorado businesses competitive in a global economy. Arizona Senator John McCain is in Colorado this morning, crossing party lines and touring Rocky Mountain National Park with Senator Mark Udall. The two will then hold a hearing on global climate change and discuss pending legislation. The small town of Brush in northeastern Colorado is considering scrapping this year's municipal election because none of the candidates have challengers. The mayor's and three city council seats are up for election this fall in Brush, a town of about 5,000. And the lights in the fountain at Denver's Farrell Lake are finally back on again.
After being in disrepair for years, the fountain underwent a $3.2 million overhaul and was rededicated last year. Choreographed light and water shows returned just in time for the Democratic National Convention, 100 years after the original fountain was completed. The lights, though, went dark again this summer after damage from a lightning strike. But after nearly 2 months to repair the damage, the shows finally resumed last night.
AM 760's Joe Chiaro, Farrell Lake is in City Park. Sports, Rockies over the Giants 4-2 yesterday. Series finale tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where northbound I-25 is still a little bit sluggish as you're making your way past DU towards Invesco. In fact, that drive between the Tech Center and downtown for northbounders still going to cost you about 20 minutes on the road. No problems as you're heading south through that stretch. There is a crash being reported northbound I-25 south of C-470. Checking on that CDOT camera. Really not slowing anybody down, but is catching some looks on that approach to the actual accident scene. The rest of the highway is starting to recover and break loose quite nicely. I-25 outside the metro going to be busy over Monument Hill. That due to an ongoing construction project, it's really slowing things down on the southbound side. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
Gentlemen, movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Reform that takes place, so down the road when I'm elected, further reform will be needed, and I'll be following the principles laid out on my website. The transition has been the problem, paying for the transition, no matter what system we come to down the road. And the reason the federal the public option is so important is that the corporations, and legitimately so, I mean, their interest is in profits. And we need a competitor to that whose interest is in outcomes. We all want outcomes that succeed. We want health care, not health insurance. And the public option is the competitor that will provide that through best practices and all of the other things that come along with that. As far as where Mr. Kaufman is right now, Mr. Kaufman's number one issue, at least stated in the editorial in the Post that he wrote, was the capping on malpractice suits. Well, we already have those caps in Colorado, and we found that they don't reduce costs at all. They're some of the most stringent caps in our country, and they don't change the outcome in terms of what we pay for health insurance and health care at all. So I'm not sure how that addresses all of the uninsured out there, and I don't think that they have solutions. And the overall reason I'm running in this campaign is that we need to be forward-looking. We need plans. You know, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I served my whole adult life in my community and to this country, and I've waited for the professional politicians to step forward and solve our problems, and it's not happening. And so I prepared myself for this run, and when it comes to health care or any issue, I'm going to provide the leadership and plans that we need to move forward.
We're talking to John Flerlich. He's running for the Democratic nomination in the 6th Congressional District in Colorado to face Mike Kaufman, the Republican incumbent. You can find his website at www.flerlichforcongress.com, www.flerlageforcongress.com. And, you know, I think you make a good point that this is about, this should be a debate about health care and not just about health insurance. And I think you make an additionally good point that the whole idea that quote-unquote tort reform is the solution to health, the healthcare problem, as Mike Kaufman claimed in a Denver Post editorial recently, is just it's just a ridiculous talking point. The empirical evidence is so overwhelming in showing that talking point is nonsense. It's incredible. You cap medical malpractice damages, and medical malpractice insurance premiums do not go down because the insurance industry, shocker, pockets the difference. And if medical malpractice insurance premiums don't go down, then doctors can't lower health care costs in their respective fields because they have no savings to pass on to customers. It's a nonsensical right-wing talking point. It literally makes no sense. And you know, I'm glad you bring it up. I wonder how much you think healthcare will take center stage in your race if you are the Democratic nominee against Mike Kaufman.
Well, I think that in the bigger picture, issues of security and issues of the economy will take center stage. And as we get into next spring, I believe the stimulus package and the TARP program and those things will succeed, though they're flawed, though they haven't helped small businesses as much as they should have. They haven't helped people stay in their homes as much as they should have. They've stabilized the economy. The effect will work. And by next spring, with a revamped national security strategy and the recovery of the economy, which I believe is going to happen, I believe those will be the center stage issues next year. Now, health care reform, as I said, none of us are going to be pleased, I think, with the final outcome. I'm hoping that the public option is included in it. But if not, we have to continue to fight for that. But there are other issues that we need to take up. Education reform in the new energy economy, and that's one of the biggest issues in our district. Right next door in the 7th district, Mr. Perlmutter's district, they're in the forefront of the new energy economy in our country, and that new energy economy does three things for us. It helps our security situation, it helps the environment, and it creates new jobs. And those new jobs in our are not coming to our district in the numbers that they should. And so whether we're talking about economic issues or security issues, I think I can challenge, or I will challenge, Mr. Kaufman on those things where supposedly the Republicans have had the upper hand for the last 40 years. And we've seen in the last 10 years what a disaster that's been. And what I really want to address next is the fact that I think there's a lot of people in my district who are frustrated, very frustrated, who supported the direction that the Republicans had moved into when they took over the House, then they took over the presidency, and then they took over the Senate. And they're frustrated with the complete disaster in our national security and on our economy. And I think that they're ready for a change. And you alluded to that in the last hour, that the people of this district are ready for a change. They're ready for someone who's going to establish common ground with them. And we'll go right back to the health care program. I've sat down with the chambers of commerce on one side and single people, payer people on the other end, and they approve of the plan that I have on my website. And so it's about common ground and vision and planning, and I think we're ready for a change here.
We're talking to John Flerlich. He's running for the Democratic nomination to face Mike Kaufman in the 6th Congressional District in 2010. And you were an airline captain. You served 22 years in the Marine Corps before retiring as a lieutenant colonel from the Marine Reserve in 2000. So I want to ask you about some foreign policy issues here. We have a potential troop escalation in Afghanistan. We have a presidential timetable for a phased withdrawal from Iraq. What do you think about the potential escalation in Afghanistan? A poll shows, a new Washington Post poll shows the public 2-1 against that escalation. What do you think about the president's proposed timetable for a phased drawdown in Iraq?
Well, the phased drawdown in Iraq is something I've been in favor. I was against the war in Iraq from the beginning. And I think that we have to deal with the situation as it exists. And I've always felt that as we take our Marines and soldiers out of the internal security mission in Iraq, that they will have to stay there long enough to keep the border secure. And part of that, the big part that our administration, President Obama, is doing is he's assigned these special envoys in that area, George Mitchell, to conduct a diplomacy that hasn't been conducted in the last number of years that needed to be conducted, especially concentrating on Syria. I think Syria is a key element to stabilizing the western border of Iraq. And, of course, for the the negotiations in between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I think that that Syria is the key, and we have a special envoy on that side. We need to get out of Iraq as quickly as we can. But we can't abandon the effort that the past administration has started. As far as Afghanistan goes, again, we've assigned a special envoy. We're taking the diplomatic steps that we need to stabilize that situation. And there's sort of a parallel over there as well. Pakistan has to be convinced that India is not their enemy. And I think that once that happens, then the all-out effort from the Pakistani side can take place to stabilize their tribal regions. And that will help to stabilize Afghanistan itself. So all of that's tied together. As far as the troop buildup in Afghanistan goes, I was for this initial summer's troop buildup. But I've always been for the initiative of what I call a fifth branch of uniformed service. And whether we like it or not, we are in the business of nation building. And we need to establish, we can in the short term just take units that we already have, combining MP units and combat engineer units, so that when we go into a town in Afghanistan, we can build the schools that they need and stabilize that and turn the population over to our side. And we're not doing that sort of small, we're holding the towns, and we need to continue to build this, what I call, fifth branch of service that will stabilize these tribal areas in and around Afghanistan. But I think that we need to start to withdraw our troops by next summer from Afghanistan.
John Flerlich, he's running for the Democratic nomination for Colorado's 6th Congressional District in 2010 to face Republican Mike Kaufman. His website is www.flerlegeforcongress.com. Good luck with it. We need a strong candidate to really give it to Mike Kaufman and take that seat back for the Democrats. I wish you well.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
That was John Flerlich. Again, www.flerlichforcongress.com. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 9:18. After the break, we will do a news update, update you on all the stories coming off the wire, a new story off the L.A. Times wire saying that the Obama health care plan is turning into a massive giveaway to the health insurance companies. So I will fill you in on that and more after a traffic update with John Turk.
Man, Dave, on Casper refrigerators, you see this thing?
No.
I was thinking about doing a Casper refrigerators because the clunker program went so well.
You're kidding.
No. This is business week.
Forward it on over to me. We'll conclude it in the
300 million Casper clunkers was so great. They're looking at doing it for refrigerators and possibly like washer dryers and stuff like
that. That's fantastic because Emily and I, we need a new refrigerator.
I need a beer fridge. The refrigerator in my kitchen is fine, but I have a separate one out in the garage that keeps my beer at a nice, cool temperature. It's time to replace my refrigerator.
Our refrigerator is making a sound like a diesel engine. So,
I'll forward this on you,
man. Send me that story.
You got it. But I'll take a look at traffic for you, Dave. Starting to clear up a little bit. Don't have any accidents. Actually, we do. Got a new one just popped up. Sorry. Northbound I-25 just after C-470. Going to tap the brakes around Lincoln. Everybody just kind of taking a look. Looks like it's not slowing down traffic. Southbound 25, heavy, though, 104th to 84th. Again, from 38th past Spear. And if you're traveling to Boulder, westbound 36, full Sheridan to McCaslin. First day of class up at CU as well today. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Will be cooler than this weekend with a high around 87 degrees. Right now, 78 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger...
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school. And they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and Starter Shoes. And select Mead One Subject Notebooks are $6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back to school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. But you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of dime in your prime.
923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. A lot of news on the wire, a lot of news breaking just this morning, so we'll do a news update right now.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right. So as John Turk previewed, Business Week reporting a $300 million cash for clunkers type federal program to boost sales of energy efficient home appliances provides a glimmer of hope for beleaguered market makers of washing machines, dishwashers, but it's probably not enough to lift companies such as Whirlpool. And so beginning late this fall, the program authorizes rebates of $50 to $200 for purchases of high efficiency household appliances. So it may be cash for refrigerators. I'd be pretty psyched about that.
I would be so psyched. I may get a new dishwasher and a new refrigerator.
Yeah, I need a new... Our refrigerator is having severe problems. As promised, this story from the LA Times, healthcare insurers get upper hand. Obama's overhaul fight is being won by the industry, experts say. The end result may be a financial bonanza for insurance companies. That's the LA Times report. Starts out by saying, lashed by liberals and threatened with more government regulation, the insurance industry nevertheless rallied its lobbying and grassroots resources so successfully in the healthcare overhaul deliberations that it is poised to reap a financial windfall. Quote, it's a bonanza, said one health insurance executive for 20 years who tracks reform legislation. So this is really, really terrible news. Really terrible, terrible news. Speaking of health care, President Obama this weekend made his address to the country about the lies and misinformation in the healthcare debate that we discussed earlier with Charles Pierce, the author of Idiot America. Obama saying that his healthcare plan is being subjected to willful misrepresentations, outright distortions, and outrageous myths. So he is trying to fight back. Unfortunately, he keeps dithering on whether the public option is a critical component of this. Same thing with Democrats in the Congress. A day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that health reform won't get through the House without a public option, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the second-ranking Democrat in the House, said that the public option may have to go in order to get a bill passed. So mixed messages and more mixed messages. National security news. The situation in Afghanistan is, quote, serious and deteriorating, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen said Sunday, as the Obama administration awaits an assessment by the new U.S. commander there and a likely request for more troops. This comes after polls show that the public opposes sending more troops. Back to health care. Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, the Senate's resident jerk, comes out on the Sunday show saying he is against health care reform during a recession. Says recession is not the time to do health care reform. Of course, seems to me recession is exactly the time to do health care reform. Recession is the time when the middle class are most suffering. Lieberman, you may remember, won that contentious primary. Excuse me, he didn't win the primary. He won the general election in Connecticut in 2006 after being beat in the primary by Ned Lamont, who I worked for in the general election. Lieberman, during the general election, promising the only thing he had a disagreement with Democrats on was the war. Now he's becoming a thorn in the side of Democrats on health care. News of the weird, a golf course groundskeeper recently stumbled onto something unexpected on the greens of a Michigan golf course. A tooth from a 10,000-year-old mammoth. Groundskeeper Patrick Walker found the 10-pound tooth Tuesday when he was on the greens about 30 miles east of Grand Rapids. A 10-pound tooth. Can you imagine how big a monster has to be to have a tooth that's 10 pounds?
10,000 years old?
10,000-year-old 10-pound tooth.
Wow.
That's really...
I guess that bone was put there to test our faith.
I mean, that is a major, major find.
Could you imagine all the toothpaste it'd take to brush that thing?
Seriously. Local news, back to healthcare. This is pretty big news. The Denver Post editorial board, usually a voice of conservatism, mainstream Republicanism, has come out strong for a public option on health care. The headline, public option is critical to reform. Without strong competition for the insurance industry, the health care overhaul we need will fall far short of the mark, says the Denver Post. Local news, more local news on health care. John Salazar, the congressman from the West Slope, has been going back and forth on his position on the public option. Of course, none of Colorado's members of Congress have taken a pledge to vote against the health care bill if it doesn't include a public option, even though, as the LA Times reports this morning, that without a public option, the bill becomes a massive windfall for the insurance companies. John Salazar making news this weekend, saying that he conceptually supports a public option, but doesn't think it will pass. And this Grand Junction Sentinel article is pretty controversial in the sense that it makes a statement without attributing it to anybody. It just says, in the reporter's voice, one thing that would be of little help and possibly harm to Grand Junction and similar systems would be the so-called public option. The Grand Junction Sentinel just stating that as a fact. You want to talk about right-wing media, there's a good example. A newspaper just stating that as fact. Denver Post reports Colorado's college czar says higher education is headed for an absolutely breathtaking fiscal cliff when federal stimulus money goes away in 2 years. David Skaggs, director of the Department of Higher Education, painted the grim picture at a legislative hearing, but added that a strategic planning initiative beginning next month could include suggestions for new revenue sources. Colorado Governor Bill Ritter's office is working to resolve differences between the Federal Small Business Administration and the Colorado banking community so as to steer more stimulus-funded emergency loans to state businesses. A year after delegates, protesters, anarchists, and politicos left Denver from the convention, legal questions linger over the way police handled arrests during a mass protest near Civic Center Park on August 25th. The Denver Post reports 8 people who were arrested on the second day of the Democratic National Convention during a mass protest to file a lawsuit against the city and county alleging wrongful arrest. U.S. News and World Report has maintained CSU's ranking as one of the nation's top-tier universities in its new 2010 America's Best Colleges annual listings. Fort Collins, Coloradan has a report about budget cuts slowing down transportation projects up there. And our final news item, U.S. Senators Mark Udall and John McCain are using Colorado to show the importance of climate change legislation. The two are touring Rocky Mountain National Park this morning, where I will be next weekend, taking a weekend up to Estes Park. The two are there at Rocky Mountain National Park to see some of the effects of the climate change issue. And after the tour, they're going to hold a field hearing of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee up near the park. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
9:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, I'm going to fill you in on a new Washington Post poll that if you look carefully at the poll, it shows that Obama's slipping poll numbers and his slipping numbers on the health care issue in particular, they're not slipping because he's pushing too hard on health care. They're slipping because he is losing support among progressives, liberals, and Democrats, which would suggest that he's losing support because he's not pushing hard enough. I'll fill you in on the details after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working construction southbound 25 around Monument, so you're going to start hitting snags at Larkspur. You're making your way southbound towards Colorado Springs. Also, a lot of traffic westbound Turnpike today. First day of classes up at the University of Colorado Boulder. First going to hit snags, Sheridan to McCaslin again from basically... Where is it? As you approach baseline, that's where it's going to slow down for you again. A couple accidents out there. One northbound I-25 just south of C-470. Also got one at Colfax and Federal. And finally, one on Spear at I-25. Forecast, partly cloudy, a little cooler, highs in the mid-upper 80s. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Our current downtown temperature is 80 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
The rivalry moves to Boulder September 6th under the lights at Folsom Field, and you need to be there to see you.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out.
Buy one tree, get one free.
Certain trees excluded from this sale.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It's north of Flatiron Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap will do. But yes, sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. Mountain High Appliances.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
Hi, 37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. A new poll out by the Washington Post shows Obama's numbers declining. He's still in the high 50s for approval ratings overall, but he is down into the 40s. On his specific approval rating on health care, and conservatives and Republicans would have us believe that that's because he's pushing too hard on health care. In fact, though, the Washington Post reports that he has suffered a precipitous decline in support among progressives, liberals, and Democrats, self-described progressives, liberals, and Democrats, losing about 11 points on his health care approval ratings from those folks, which would suggest that he is losing ground because he is not pushing hard enough. This is not a narrative you hear very much in the national media, but it's particularly important to understand what's really going out there in the country. You watch the media, you watch Fox News, you listen to the chat shows, and it would seem that the public is more nervous about health care reform moving forward than it is about health care reform not moving forward, and yet polls continue to show strong support for the idea of reform, continues to show majority support for Democratic initiatives for reform, continues to show strong support for a public option, and where Obama is losing ground, one of the biggest groups he's losing ground among is among his own base. So the open question of this last couple minutes here on the show, are you a progressive or a liberal or a Democrat who's unhappy with Obama? Are you one of those folks who has lost some of your faith in him through this health care fight? And if not, why not? And if so, why? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Phil in Fort Collins. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I'm. My brother and I take the tax on all this stuff. He's a moderate conservative. He's an economist. That we need a public option, and we actually need public insurance as a whole, and that's where the liberals are at and why they're reacting badly is because this isn't physically going to work over time. It simply isn't going to work. Medicare is in trouble because it has a pool of older people with high cost. And it needs to be pushed into a pool of larger pool of people with lower cost, and in order to solve that problem, and also the other, like you say, it's going to be a bonanza for the private insurance if the government has to pick up the tab for another 46 million people one some way or another because there's it's just going to cost us more, and we'll still have the same old problems because we won't have contained the cost.
And
the only way we'll end up having to cut services for everybody.
Well, and this is the part of the argument that I just have not been able to understand, which is that I don't understand anybody, whether it's the White House or whether it's members of Congress, saying that they're worried about the cost of this bill, but they're also against the public option. Those two positions don't make any sense together. You can't be worried about the cost of the health care bill and against the public option. Why? Because the public option, the whole, well, not the whole reason, but one major reason the public option is supposed to be in there is because it is designed to bring down the cost of health care. How? If you make a public option compete with private insurance, the competition will likely bring down premiums. It certainly won't raise premiums. Absolutely will not raise premiums. There's no way that having a public option compete with private insurance will force premiums higher. The only thing it could do is force premiums lower by creating more competition. So it makes absolutely no sense for Blue Dog Democrats or White House officials to insist that the public option would do anything other than lower costs. Now remember, the White House has gone back and forth on the public option. You've got Obama first saying it's critical, then he's saying it's only a sliver of importance. You've got White House officials quoted in the Washington Post anonymously saying that, quote unquote, the left of the left, only the left of the left cares about this issue, which of course is a huge insult to Obama's base. And now you've got a poll showing that Obama's base itself is listening and is pretty ticked off. And, you know, I agree with you, Phil, that this whole idea that we can pass health reform, health quote-unquote reform, without a public option and have it be anything other than a giveaway to the private insurance industry that busts the budget, it's a ridiculous notion. And you read the L.A. Times this morning.
My brother's an economist, and he said there's many economists that say that if nothing is done, that within 40 years, the healthcare sector could take up 50% of the entire economy.
Yeah, absolutely, without real reform. If you simply pass a bill that hands over more cash to the health insurance industry, you are just going to bust the budget. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, take care.
943 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And a friend of mine and I have been instant messaging, and he makes the point, you know, and he's pretty pissed off. He makes the point that it's really, when you step back and look at what's going on, it's really, really sick in the sense of Wall Street rips the economy down and is rewarded with a $12 trillion bailout. The health insurance industry is killing 22,000 people per year. The healthcare system, with the aid of the health insurance, for-profit health insurance industry, is killing 22,000 people per year. And we're about to give them, if this bill gets gutted, we're about to hand them over what the health insurance industry is calling a bonanza. Where is the accountability? Where is the reform? And is this kind of thing driving progressives, Democrats, and liberals, according to the Washington Post poll, is this in particular what is driving the drop in support for Obama among progressives, Democrats, and liberals? 303-713-7600. John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I worked very hard on the Obama campaign and kind of collaterally on the Udall campaign. I've made it clear to both of their offices, to the extent that the candidate actually gets the message, that my continued support is absolutely conditional on their support for public option. I am disappointed with their lack of leadership, but I have not completely lost faith that we will still end up with public option.
Well, I think unless enough legislators take that position, and unless enough legislators hear the message that you and others are putting forward, that we are going to guarantee that what comes out of this House-Senate Conference Committee, which is where we're going with this,
right,
will end up being a bill that simply hands over more cash to the insurance industry. Quite literally, a bill that essentially is the healthcare equivalent of the Wall Street bailout, a bill that all it would do without the public option is an individual mandate, so it guarantees the health insurance industry 46 or 48 million more customers, government subsidies for that private insurance industry, and very little
when they're already making record profits.
When they're already making record profits. That's exactly right. Arguably, actually, because they're already making record profits, as opposed to Wall Street when we handed over the financial firms the bailout, they weren't making profits, at least for that quarter. The health insurance industry is already making big money. So if when the conference committee happens, when the House passes its bill and the Senate passes its bill, it's my prediction that the House bill will include a public option. The Senate bill will not include a public option. And that is where everything is going to hit the fan.
And I'm fuzzy on whether or not reconciliation can square that away.
Well, it can. I mean, the what?
I'm sorry to say, can or cannot?
It absolutely can. It technically absolutely can. What's going to end up happening is, after the conference, in the conference committee, the House version and the Senate version are merged into one bill. Now that means that they're going to have to decide. Well, the House version has the public option, the Senate version doesn't. Well, what happens? And that's where everything's going to hit the fan, because there's going to be no more dithering, right? President Obama, if he pretends like he has no say, or he goes back and forth, or he takes a position against the public option, he will effectively decide the outcome of that conference committee. So he can dither all he wants right now, but this is where the debate is going. And so this is why I'm saying everybody needs to call their member of Congress and tell their friends to call their member of Congress and tell them to take the pledge. You will not vote for a health care bill unless it has a public option in it. Again, we need as many members of Congress to take the pledge that they will not vote for a health care bill without the public option. Because if there isn't that threat, if there isn't that real legislative block, then the final negotiations will be rigged by those on the other side who threaten to vote against the bill if it has the public option in it. So,
well, not just the phone call, but they need to understand that there are consequences for their lack of action.
Oh, absolutely. And that should be implicit, or maybe explicit.
I think explicit.
That your support for these members of Congress, and particularly for the Democrats, by the way, Democrats.
My Congressman's Kaufman, I knew I was tilting at windmills when I called him, but I did it anyway. The staffer's first comment was, well, we can't insure the illegal aliens. Man, that's nowhere in the bill. Well, then the rest of them can go to the emergency room. Man, that's not a solution.
Oh, yeah, and the illegal immigration issue is such a canard, especially in this debate. Absolutely. So everybody's got to call their member of Congress and tell them that you're – and I hope it is. I mean, you know – I do think that if you're a healthcare voter, if you are a healthcare voter, your support for your member of Congress should be contingent on whether or not they are willing to take the pledge that they will vote against any healthcare bill that doesn't have a public option. John, thanks for the call.
You bet.
949 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. The new poll from the Washington Post says that Obama's numbers have declined because one of the big factors, decline in support for Obama among progressives, Democrats, and self-identified liberals. Are you one of those Democrats, progressives, and self-identified liberals? And if so, are you among those whose support for Obama is declining? Are you disappointed in him? If so, why? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop and go late in the morning due to first classes up at UC Boulder. Table Mesa to Baseline, showing speeds in the teens. Also really heavy there in Westminster from Sheridan out to McCasland. Eastbounders, no problem. On 25, we do have some heavier jams coming southbound as you approach downtown after 38th Avenue. Also seeing some heavier flows westbound I-70, 270 to Colorado Boulevard. Accident, Spear and I-25. Another one, two vehicles involved at Colfax and Federal. And construction work still going on southbound I-25 near Monument. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Going to be cooler than this weekend with a high around 87. Right now, 80 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Attention, Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call
call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
.953 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about a new poll that shows Obama's numbers down, particularly down on the health care issue, a poll from the Washington Post. And what isn't reported really very well in the Washington Post is the fact that the main driver, or one of the main drivers, of the decline in support for Obama is a decline specifically in support for Obama among Democrats, liberals, and progressives. So the idea that he is losing support because he's pushing too hard on health care, countered by the actual data in the poll that suggests maybe he's losing support because he's not pushing hard enough on health care. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Jim in Highlands Ranch, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm an Obama supporter, and I've been supporting health care reform, and I think his decline in the polls is due to his vacillation on public option or single payer, some strong bill. Unlike the Clintons, he let the Congress, come up with the legislation. And on reflection, that may have been a mistake. It may have been better if he had promoted everybody being put under Medicare. The structure is already in place, and it would be much easier to switch to a health care program on that basis. One big problem in this whole question is lack of understanding about insurance and risk. I was in the insurance business 38 years. Insurance has to do with risk. If you want to cover pre-existing conditions, you no longer have risk. You have the certainty of loss. You don't have a risk of loss. You have the certainty of it. So my feeling is insurance companies will never go for covering pre-existing conditions because it takes away their underwriting.
That's absolutely right.
It's not insurance anymore.
And I think you made a good point about Medicare, and a number of us who support single payer have said the same thing, which is that they should have started asking for single payer and had the public option be the compromise position.
Yeah, instead, the fallback position.
Exactly. Yeah. Instead, now they might get rid of the public option altogether. And I think also an even bigger point is, even if you were going to do the quote-unquote public option, it would have been better to simply frame it as, and construct it, by the way, as allowing people to buy into Medicare. The real problem right now One of the real problems is that the public option sounds so jargony and so confusing that it's not based on anything that people already know. Medicare,
yeah, unfamiliar terminology.
Exactly. Yeah. Medicare people already know. Allowing people to buy into Medicare would have, I think, completely cornered the Republicans. Now, of course, the health insurance industry would have gone crazy, even crazier than it's already gone. So perhaps, and I hate to just float it out there, but perhaps that's what's really going on here, the Obama administration not wanting to take on the health insurance industry. Jim, thanks for the call. Bruce in Greeley. Bruce, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm a Vietnam vet, and I tell you something. I've worked hard for Obama myself, like the other caller, all right? I was a Hillary fan. I was a Hillary supporter before he got the nomination. But when he did, I went to bat, made phone calls, walked doors, talked to every veteran I know. I'm suffering from PTSD, and I tell you what, I was behind him because he's going to stop the war. He's backed off of that. He's backed off of the insurance, health care. I got my health care, okay, but my kids don't. And every other American in this country deserves single payer, all right? However, we cannot back off supporting Obama or the Democrats, because if we do, we know what we're going to get.
Oh, I'm not. I don't think people are yet at the point where they're saying they're not going to support Obama or the Democrats in the next election. But I do think that people are feeling exactly what you just articulated. I think people are really disappointed, and I think people are really fed up. And the good news is, if there is any good news in this, is that the fight isn't over. Is that the more people make clear that they are really energized and really upset and really want progress and really expect campaign promises to be met, the more chance there is heading into the final negotiations for real progress. I mean, that's what Ed Perlmutter told us last week. Remember, he called up the show and said, look, the one thing everybody has to remember is that this is not over. We're right. We're probably in the seventh inning here, to put it in baseball terms. Right? And so it's not over. We have to make our voices heard as much as possible. Bruce, thanks for the call. All right, that's the show for today. We'll be debating this issue all week, so stick around, and I'm sure it's going to get even more heated as the debate continues. Talk to you tomorrow.
Breaking news.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Options right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
The rivalry moves to Boulder September 6th under the lights at Folsom Field, and you need to be there. The CU Buffs and the CSU Rams square off for in-state bragging rights at 5:10, and we've got your tickets to the game. Sign up to win them at AM760.net.
Welcome to college football at Folsom Field.